Love Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block Talk Radio, listen in Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it, homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, holding it down like you know we always do. And you know, each and every Wednesday we always talk about entrepreneurship, getting your business together. It goes down tonight. Tonight we're going to have Mass Pike Miles live in the building, and Darren Good representing the DMV area, and Mass Pike Miles representing the Boston area, signed to Maybach Music and Def Jam. R&B singer also giving a little flavor to the rap scene or hip-hop scene, as you say. And Darren Good is an up-and-coming artist out of the DMV and doing his thing, man. It's going down tonight on Lush Radio Online. We're just talking about business and how to get your business together, and the key rules to keep in your mind when it comes to taking care of your business. Definitely shout out to our sponsors, Diverse Media Group LLC, and also shout out to everybody out there doing their thing in the industry. We here, holla at your girl, Lushy Lush in the building, and we're going to have my co-host, the one and only and the beautiful Ebony. Greetings, Ebony. How you doing today, beautiful?
What's going on? I'm under the weather, but I'm here.
That's what's up. And I'm feeling wonderful. I'm kind of feeling under the weather too, but you know the show must go on, girl. We got to keep it cranking. D&D Productions live in the chat room doing they want to. I think we might have Dan actually live on the line. I don't know. Let's check. 202, you're live in the building. What's goody?
What's going on, family? This your boy, Don Good. How y'all feeling, ladies?
Oh,
man.
All right. How you doing?
All right. Hey, supporting and loving this Lush Radio. You know, it's the best thing out there right now, you know?
That's what it is.
Yeah. We truly appreciate you calling in and everything. Don, you got any shout-outs to anything before we get into a boot?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Shout out to my man Enoch and Princess of Controversy. We got a show going on tonight, so we all getting ready for that, about to do sound check in an hour. So just shout out to them, you know, as let's tear it down.
That's what's up. So you're going to do a sound check? You about to do a show in a few?
Yeah, we got a show tonight at Allman's down on U Street across from Ben's Chili Bowl. And pretty much kind of like a tribute to Cinco de Mayo. And, you know, we all released our album at the same time. So we're doing a three-way release party tonight with a performance.
Oh. You know, Don messed up. He ain't even come pick me up. You know, me and him going to fight. But anyway.
hey, you know we can arrange that. You know that.
That's what's up. Don, tell us, you know, what inspired you to get into the music industry, and And describe your type of style of, you know, music. I know you're a hip-hop artist, but, you know, describe your style, you know, coming from yourself. Tell the people out there.
Okay, pretty much. I always wanted to get into rap. It's like ever since I heard, like, you know, the Planet Rock and the Dougie Freshes and, the, you know, and all that stuff coming up, I was like, wow, Wu-Tang, you know, always wanted to be a part of this element. So, you know, I started writing, you know, in high school and just kept it going on through college and, you know, turned it into a profession. Pretty much my style of rap, I would kind of say, is on that kind of slightly Ghostface, Slick Rick, you know, Raekwon, kind of talking about the fashion, the swag, and politics and everything that's going on in society today. So it's swagger with, you know, some meanness and a lot of truthness.
That's what's up, that's what's up. And I know my girl Ebony definitely has some stuff she wants to ask you, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, how you doing? So you
pretty good,
say
how
that
you doing?
You're bringing the music, good. So you say you're trying to bring the music back to the foundation of which you studied and practiced.
Exactly, you know, with the cutting, you know, the sample slightly, you know, that, the instrumentation, you know, just the lyrics, you know, and then having, you know, a good sound, because the whole thing with this EP was to deliver product to the streets that, you know, people would like. I mean, you hear so many albums, it's like 10 tracks, and you're only getting like 3 to 4 tracks off the album. Have y'all been witnesses of that recently?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so pretty much, you know, we try to, you know, just do something totally different, and we came up with the EP, and, you know, it's Young, Black, and Gifted.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
So the whole Young, Black, and Gifted situation, tell us the whole, you know, thought process behind that whole situation. You know, Young, Black, and Gifted definitely sounds like something positive, something that you definitely want to give to the street, something so people can look at. But tell us, you know, what's your whole thought process behind Young, Black, and Gifted?
Well, the whole thought process pretty much was, you know, I'm a part of D&D Productions, which is, you know, a duo slash group out of D.C. or DMV. You know, I was, you know, talking to my brother, and I said, hey, look, man, I want to do an EP. So he pretty much blessed it and said, hey, man, here's the consent, roll on and do it. So we had talked about some concepts, and I threw the Young, Black, and Gifted concept at him and, you know, gave him, you know, the creations and the ideas that I wanted to flow along with it. It was pretty much to give people a general purpose of me, you know, a little bit about my life. Like one of the songs on there pretty much is called Flying High, and it talk about how I went over to Saudi Arabia, how I spent a year over there, you know, and kind of deal with the customs and stuff over there, how we came back to the States and things had changed. And, you know, I said, let me give people a little bit about me and, you know, what I stand for, what I do. And we got a song on there called There's Nobody Like Me. And that's kind of made that for everybody because I want everybody to say, hey, there's nobody like me. It's only one Abney. It's only one Lush. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And young Black and Gifted. Hey,
hey,
my whole intent is to have everybody say that, you know. And the Young, Black, and Gifted was kind of – that was almost like braggadocio rap, but being serious, because one of the lines, you know, I basically stated in there was how, you know, cats don't reach back. We got a
mm-hmm.
big problem with that in the DMV area, where cats make it and they don't reach back. I don't know if it's because they can't, you know, or if it's because they don't want to, but, you know, I focused on that. And then we got Interloop. I'm not sure if you guys heard of Interloop Records. But they got Jay Skrilla and Lalo Hood, and that's a song called This Is What I Do. So it's basically talking about, hey, this is what I rap about. This is me. So that's the concept of the album, pretty much, in general.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
So when you're writing, where do you get your inspiration from? I know you said with the Saudi Arabia, it's like, you know, from life experiences, but, you know, where do you pull that from, like all the – And then you're trying to take the negativity and make it a positive, so when people listen to your message, you want them to receive a message?
Yes, pretty much. I want people to receive a message to kind of, like, you know, see how I feel about the whole hip-hop thing and also to get them involved, because you hear so much hip-hop today that don't get people involved with the lyrics. You know, I want you to be involved. I want you to hear what I'm saying. I want you to think differently in things that you do, because of something that I just mentioned in the lyric, you know. And my inspiration comes from everything, I guess just in life in general. Parents, you know, my brother, a fellow artist out here that I'm recording with and you know, and doing shows with. It's kind of like from everything. From the universe, I would guess. You know, I could say it's universal that I pull my my resources from.
Well, you know, dealing with Dern, you know, just, you know, knowing him, and it's been crazy because we've been, like, running in the same circles in the DMV, and we keep missing each other. And he keeps saying, oh, I'm trying to get at you. You ain't trying to get at me. I'm trying to get at you. And it's just crazy. You know, we've been running around in circles trying to, you know, connect with one another because I honestly say, like, he's one of the hardest working people out here in the DMV besides myself. But, you know,
well, I appreciate that, Lush. I appreciate that.
You know, he's out of, you know, but, you know, out of him and, you know, Easy Street and my homeboy, Jason Steele, he's one of the hardest working guys out there in the DMV, and I definitely respect his grind, and I admire him also because not just him as being an artist, he's also a entrepreneur and businessman because he actually, you know, created his own publication for the DMV area and actually won, to me, actually one of the number one publications. I don't see anybody that can actually contend with him, you know, when it comes to just the urban market in the DMV and dealing with, you know, senators, the community, and, you know, the music industry in the general, captivating everything that's going on in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. And, you know, just, you know, touching bases with a lot of things and also throwing events, you know, also providing opportunities for independent artists to do things. Also, since this is Wednesday, we talk about entrepreneurship and business. Also, tell us about that, you know. What made you start doing that, you know, the whole Capital Magazine situation? Because you are the CEO of Capital Magazine.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, well, I appreciate that, Lush. The whole concept came, well, I'm going to give it to you for real. It came from, you know, me, I'm a Kappa. You know, that's my fraternity, so that's where the K came from in capital instead of saying the C-A-P, it's K-A-P-I-T-A-L. So that's where the concept of the name came from. And, you know, we reached out to Ozone, you know, XXL, and a lot of magazines, which are a hell of a publications. We reached out to them and kind of saw how, you know, the ropes went and things went. I was like, well, man, we could do this ourselves, but let's do it differently. You know, let's provide, you know, opportunity for the people in the DMV area and also the outside area. How are we going to do this? So I took it to my brother, which is, you know, one of, you know, my partners. And he was like, oh, man, you know, not sure, not quite sure, man. It's a lot of publications. So I had to draw up a plan to present to him to make him believe in it. And then we pulled somebody else in by the name of Jamal Jones, who owns Reality Magazine. You know, to get a twist of somebody who's been engineering in this field for a while, you know, and then we put it together. And, you know, hey, we got Capital Magazine. And a year later, thank God, we won for the most supportive media outlet this year. And that was really big because we beat out some really big names. Thank you. We really beat out some big names. I don't know how we beat Lush Radio. I don't know how we beat all them other stations, you know, but we was grinding. I'm serious. When they called our name, I was like, huh? Dude was like, you know you won that award, right? I said, stop playing, man. He's like, nah, they're calling your name now. So we running up to the stage, and I mean, it's, you know, the concept for real was to educate artists, you know, how to, you know, log on, you know, and look for certain information, how to get your stuff copywritten, how to go down to K Street to get a license. I mean, my whole thing is just to bring information to the community and, you know, focus on giving them good hip-hop.
We definitely appreciate that, Ebony. I know you have something else to ask him before I go on to his music real quick.
Yes, definitely. My question is, could you explain to our listeners what you think are the three key elements of having a successful business?
Okay, the three elements basically of having a successful business, one would be you have to have a sound, structured business plan. If you don't have a business plan, you know, things are going to pretty much fall apart. I'm serious. You have to have that. You know, then that way, if you have a business plan, you could take that to people and people will take you, you know, serious. You must be heavily involved in the internet, in the whole digital informational age. If you're not involved in that, meaning Twitter, the Facebooks, the MySpaces, and you know, and the internet radio stations, then you're going to be lost. And thirdly, I would have to say you have to have an open mind and don't shut down criticism. You know, listen to what people have to say, and you know, then you go whichever direction you want. But those, to me, are the key things that got us to where we are now.
All right,
and that might be different for some other people, but that's me.
that's the truth. That's the truth. We always talking about bettering yourself and getting your stuff together, because you know we can write, we can do music, we can do that all day. But if you don't have the paperwork to solidify yourself or to back yourself up, then you're definitely you're stuck in a rock in a hard place. You know, without having your situation together, and these people out here in this industry are not nice. So, you know, and
how about far?
They're not nice. They are not people who like care about your situations you're going through, or you know, you're trying to feed 50 kids. They don't care. They will take your stuff and run with it. You know, so. It's not a good thing, you know. Definitely not a good thing.
I just want to say, Lush, you know, and I mean, thanks to y'all, you know, because we have platforms like this. Platforms like this did not exist for us a few years ago. And because of y'all, we're now able to make some of the major moves independently that we're doing. So definitely hats off to y'all. Love y'all. And, you know, keep doing this because it's real and it means a hell of a lot to artists like us.
You're welcome. Definitely. I'm having a problem with conversion over here and stuff with this song. But tell us more about your project and where people can go and download it and check out the EP and everything like that.
Okay, cool. Pretty much the project now is available on CD Baby. And it will be available on iTunes within another day or so. It might be already out there. We're working that out with the digital distributors now. So in all, when things are done, it should be available probably like about 50 digital distributors. So they can go on there and get that now, whether they want to buy a single or buy a full album. And the magazine is available in several stores too, at Kitmill Records. It's actually in every major mall in this area, from St. Charles County Mall all the way down to PG Plaza. So it's out there, y'all. It's on the internet. You know, Google it up, and it's there. You know, support us, please.
That's what's up. Thank you, Ed.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes,
Yeah, I can hear you. But I'm clear.
Yeah,
you know what, y'all don't sound like y'all sick today, neither. Y'all sound pretty good to be under the weather. I just want to let y'all know.
Thank you. My head is killing me. It's pounding. But what I want to know is, could you let our listeners know how important it is to get that backing from, you know, to network, you know, because, like you said, to be on the internet and knowing, you also have to, you know, people need to know exactly and be aware of that you do exist. So could you let our listeners know how important that is and how about going about to do it the correct way?
It's definitely important to get the backing. I mean, one, what they call it in the industry now is relationships. So relationships turn into sponsorships, it turns into friendships, and it turns into various different things. And it's important that you have it. Because if you don't have that, you cannot make the necessary moves to go forward. And what I'll give you a slight instance on that. Today we're featured on the Washington Post site. It's called WashingtonPost.com, Click Clack. And I actually have built a relationship with the reporter. I've been dealing with the reporter for over a year now. And, you know, other people's like, yo, this dude didn't help y'all out. I said, it's not really about that. It's about creating a good rapport. And your time shall come. And it happened for me today. It's like everything is happening today. You know, and it's because I'm staying focused, building the relationships, and doing things that I need to do to move forward. So it's very important that you make connections and get out there and meet people and put your stuff out there on the internet. Nobody knows you have a record if it's just sitting in your house, or a magazine if it's just sitting in your trunk. Make the legwork. Connect, you know, with Lush Radio. Connect with the other radio stations. Get it out there.
Definitely.
That's the truth right there. They never lied about that one. And the thing is that I want to also ask you is, you know, being from the DMV, you know how hard the DMV is. It's almost like breaking in New York. It's like hard, you know.
Yeah.
Because we're dealing with cliques. We're dealing with a lot of cliquish things going on. Everybody and their mother want to be an MC. Nobody wants to be really supportive. You know, you're dealing with facing with all them challenges. You know, what do you feel is your biggest adversity, you know, dealing with, you know, the DMV in general, just, you know, coming out from your area?
Coming from this area, it's so many adversities. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, for me, one has been, like, the radio in the past. I had to kind of, like, just get into my mind that, you know, the FM frequency, I mean, it's a good place to be if you could be involved in that channel. But I had to get into my mind that wasn't the only, way to get to where I needed to get to. So, but that has been a challenge. As far as getting your stuff, your music played in the clubs, I mean, to getting the magazines in the store. I mean, it's a blessing because we're the only independent magazine in Kent Mill Records. There is no other magazine in there that's locally independent. We're going neck and neck with the Double XLs, the Don Divas, you know, the Sources. And, I mean, we strive so hard to get to that level. You just don't know. Well, you do know. I'm sorry. But,
I do know. I know you're not down. I've watched you for a minute. So, I know you're grind. So, I know. I've been watching you. You've been watching me. So, we've been watching each other. With the grind.
Hey, trust me, you're doing it. And you know what else I try to tell people? Y'all, I try to tell them that, you know, don't get mad because a person can't help you at that time that you want to be helped. They might not be in the situation. See, everybody always think, yeah, this person is on Def Jam, this person is on that label, this person got it. Sometimes that person might not be in a position to help you because they just getting by on themselves, you know, by themselves. So you have to kind of understand the situation. It might not be there in plain English, but you have to start thinking outside of the box. You know, don't destroy that bridge. You know, it just might not be nothing that, you know, at that particular time on the bridge available for you. So, you know, that's just the word to the other listeners.
That's what it is. If you're just joining us right now, we're live on Lush Radio Online, the hottest internet radio show, hands down. It's going down. We have your boy, Darren Good, representing DMV, up-and-coming artist and CEO of Capital Magazine, one of the hottest magazines worldwide in the DMV area. Along with that, we're also going to have Mass Pike Miles representing the whole Maybach Music / Def Jam Jump Off. I'm talking about he's bringing the hardness of R&B to you. He's doing his thing, man, and he's going to be live with us in a quick second. We're about to wrap up real quick with my boy, Don Good, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to try to get this MP3 to roll if the system will act right for me. But other than that, man, Don, I want you to put your Twitter out there and the websites and all of that stuff from the Capital Magazine to the EP to everything. Put that out there so people can get at you in an email and stuff like that, fam.
Okay, cool. If you're trying to hit me up pretty much on the magazine, that's Capital with a K, capitalmag@gmail.com. If you're trying to hit, you know, us up for music or label, indie label perspective, that's D&D Productions @gmail.com. That's D-E-N-D Productions with an S @gmail.com. Also, the CD is now available on iTunes, CD Baby, and a lot of other digital distributors. We got the video out there rolling right now for the first single, you know, and then we got the second one coming in a few days. So we hustling, y'all. If you need me, hit me, just Google me. And trust me, ask Lush. I return messages. Might be a few hours, but I'll return them, definitely.
That's what's what's up. I got another question for you.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
A young person that's deciding to get into writing articles and into editing, how would they go about well, you just gave your contact information for that, but are you looking for new faces and new material as far as your magazine concerned?
You know what? I'm glad you asked that. We're always looking for, you know, bright, young, new, you know, old. I mean, whoever, if you have the talent to write, you know, Capital Mag, we open our arms and welcome new writers in all the time. So if, you know, you have what it take and you're really passionate about it, please send some material, please, to CapitalMag at gmail.com. Again, that's Capital with a K. And we'll definitely get back to you because we're always bringing new people in on the staff to write, you know, open it up. And you know what? That was Ebony that said that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we just did a write-all campaign with Eastern High School here in the DMV. And what we did was we took stories from all the kids. They wrote from the seniors what hip-hop means to them and how it's influenced their lives. So we gave awards away to all, you know, all the seniors and everything. So, yeah, we're always doing stuff.
Okay.
So please hit us up.
I'm definitely going to have to do a collaboration with you on the school thing and everything.
Oh, yes.
Definitely got to get that cracking. And then I'm definitely, you know, proud of everything you're doing. I don't know, but we're going to get some more music for you and get in a rotation on this joint, you know what I'm saying? But once again, tell the people where your event is at tonight so people can come out and support you in the DMV and come check what you got going on, fam.
Okay, appreciate it. The event tonight is called the DPE Three-Way Listening Party. That's Don Good, Prince of the Controversy, and Enoch the Seventh Prophet. We are celebrating the Cinco de Mayo Day in our three albums, and that's actually going to be at Almaz Club. It's 1212 U Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., and that's going to be kicking off at 9. We even got two Spanish artists opening up tonight with live music. So it's going to be so dope tonight. I mean, it's going to be crazy. So come through if
that's
you can.
What it is, right?
Celebrate.
Fuego. Fuego. Hot. Muy
caliente. Right. Hey, but you know what? You say that, though, Les. I am so feeling. I heard, what's the group, man? Cypress Hill new song the other day. I'm going crazy over that. I've been playing that thing in the car day to day. Got that Spanish feel to it, yeah.
That's what's up. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, I appreciate you, Darren, so much. And, you know, I respect your grind. And, you know, this ain't going to be the last time we have you on. We're going to have you on again, you know, because definitely support what you got going on. And you teaching the people and you entertaining them at the same time. So I definitely love you, man. And I'm definitely going to holler at you on the freestyle because I know you got to get ready to do what you got to do. And I know we got Mass on the line, so we're going to bring him on in a second.
Hey, tell him I definitely said peace, you know, and congratulations with everything he's doing, you know. And I appreciate Lust Radio, you know, standing behind D&D, Don Good, and Capital Mag. I love y'all to death. Anything we can do, let us know. All right, fam.
Yeah, you can have my drops for me before I fight you.
All right, here we go. This your boy, Don Good. That's how we get it in on Lust Radio with your girl Lust and Ebony. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. You know I love you, man. And I hope that everything you want in life comes to pass because you're a good dude and you deserve it, fam, for real.
Hey, well, I appreciate it. Love y'all to death, y'all.
That's what's up, fam.
Peace.
Peace. That's what it is. We just had Don Good live in the building representing the DMV area. Came through and showed us love on Lush Radio Online. Make sure you support him and check him out. He's doing his 1-2. And coming to the stage right now, coming live on the line, your man, Mass Pike Miles. If you're from the Boston area, from the Beans, as they call it, you know what I mean? And the first time I seen this cat was actually on Cheddar DVD. Shout out to my boy Albie, you know what I'm saying, on the Cheddar DVD. And they were interviewing him. You know, I think he was in the mall or something like that. And I seen him. I said, oh, all right. He did his joint with Rick Ross. All right. So he definitely doing his thing. You know, he's giving the edge to the R&B, you know, the bad boy R&B, a little something like that. But he definitely can sing. He can blow. So you know we're going to put him on the spot, you know. So let's open up the line for your boy, Mass
Pike, Miles. What's good? What's up, Mass? What's good?
Yo.
What's good with you?
Yo, it's a Mash, it's Hustle, nigga.
Oh, what's up?
I didn't want to front,
yo.
Though, you know what I mean?
Yo, you crazy as hell.
You know what to do.
Yo, I'm going to beat your butt, man.
I know.
I thought that was some calling.
No, man. You know I'm on the grind.
Because he called us from the same area code, so I'm going to beat your ass.
Damn. I see how you do me.
I'm
going to
beat your ass.
Damn, like that.
I done got all tied out with the whole intro and everything. I'm going to beat
your
ass.
I want to say, yo. If I start singing, you miss it with this whole flow. Because I can't sing. I tell you right now.
Oh, my God. You were hilarious.
I was going embarrassing, but I said, nah, this is nuts. I can't dip to DMV. You know what I mean? Get my ass beat. Plus, you singing for real.
Me.
My name is La.
And you know what? But okay, everybody, that's checking it. This isn't Mash right here. This is the one and only DJ Hustle, man. You can never hustle hard enough. Definitely representing the whole LA area, doing his 1-2, man. He got Hustle TV. He's one of the hottest working DJs I've seen in my life. I'm talking about he spits out mixes like it's crazy. I'm talking about he can be sitting on the toilet and he'll be mixing. I mean, he mixes so hard, he mixes while he at the dinner table. It's serious, man. So, DJ Hustle, hard enough, man. This is my boy right here, you know. And he's also an actor in Hollywood. He does commercials out there also. So he's doing his 1-2, man. And he's live with us. And, you know, you got one of your other natives over there, the one and only Ebony, my co-host. She's out in Cali.
Hey, now. What's happening? What's up, Mama Duke? What's happening?
Oh, man. Oh,
don't give
man.
Me started,
this is going to be a wonderful time. This is going to be a wonderful night because he's crazy as hell.
Hey, man. You smell me, nigga. You smell me, man. Get out of me, man.
DJ Hustle, man. Since you're on here, I'm gonna let Ebony ask you a couple questions because, you know, we talking about business and entrepreneurship. We should have Mass Pike Miles on in a few seconds. When it comes to business, man, what are your top things that people should not do when it comes to business?
Do free stuff. Because when you do free stuff, people expect you to do free stuff all the time. I mean, you got to do pro bono work when you first start out, maybe if you're lucky. But people don't respect cats who do free stuff because they'll always call you and bug you. Hey, man, we have a fundraiser over here. Can you come out with your turntables? Keeping your cab crew? I'm like, hell no. You playing some TV with you, bro? Hell no. Send me a check. Make sure it don't bounce. Give me cash. Give me money order. Let's get it in. Come on, Hustle.
I heard that.
Why you gonna try to hustle me, man? You know? So, just remember that. I mean, first of all, business, you got to get you a DBA on the real, okay? Get yourself established.
Yes.
Go down to the Better Business Bureau. Let them know that you for real and you ain't no crook. And then just do stuff for kids and for the schools. And then you'll start getting a reputation. I mean, I started DJing in Watts when niggas was gangbanging that, shooting and stuff. You feel me? So after I got out of there, ducking and running with my speakers in my hand, trying to get it in, as Lush would say, I started getting known.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just make sure you for real about what you want to do. If you're a rapper, take singing lessons. I mean, rapping lessons or singing or something. Make sure you straight. And don't be getting lied to by your folks saying you sang good. Don't be looking at American Idol on TV talking about how good you are, and then you get around somebody like me with a camera in your face and start singing somebody else's song. That won't work.
Mm-hmm.
So. And DJ, make sure you send Lush Lucky Lust some mixes, man, with some good music on there. Not no underrated stuff that's not mastered, but some real music that's mastered to get your stands on. You know what I'm saying? Take care of business. That's the most important thing is taking care of yourself and make sure that you do quality work. Quality, not quantity,
well,
quality.
My question to you, DJ Hosto, is how did you get started in the game of DJing? Was that the first thing that you started to do, or were you doing something else and just meshed onto it?
You mean DJing or acting? What was first, or how did I get started, or?
All of it.
I started off with the acting. I mean, I've been an actor for almost 35 years. I was in the backseat of my mama's car, and I said, I want to be on TV. My mama, you know, being black, she was looking at me like I was crazy, because back in the day, there wasn't no niggas on TV. It was just white folks. So she took me to some acting classes. And lo and behold, I could read. And I started acting with the white folks. So I was always a token kid. So they wanted to call me, oh, a little liberal boy. Can you read this? So I read the best, and I took care of, I took Shakespeare classes. I read everything from the Bible to dictionaries to whatever I could read. Usually I was a badass kid. So when I got beat, my mom would send me to my room to go read. So I was a DJ for my mom's parties, too, with her 45. I would scratch all her 78, 45, 12-inch records. So I got my ass beat for everything that I messed up. So I just kept on grinding. And then I got into a movie with Steven Spielberg, and we hooked up. He looked at me like I was crazy, and I was crazy, and I started reading for him. He liked what I did, so he put me in one of his movies. And then I started dealing with DJ Quick, DJ Joe Cooley, Dr. Dre, and the rest is history.
That's what's up.
Wow. All I'm
now
saying is when they cut that big check, man, all I'm saying is what's good.
Actually, they told me, they sent you a check already. Where's my cut? You know, they gave me that 50% finder's fee because you found me, Lush. So, you know, what is it? I want to get a cut. Y'all have seen you. There you go. Y'all over there, DMV, giggling. I'm in California. Why do I got to get paid last? I don't want to get the sucker punch here. What's happening?
Oh, man. I definitely got to shout out my boy Running C out there in the Bay Area for definitely introducing me to this crazy man. But I love him to death. DJ Hustle, man.
Oh,
he is awesome.
Got singularity.
Definitely,
yeah,
man.
I love Lush Radio Online.
You're crazy. He's actually one of our official DJs when he feel like it.
Oh, you ain't right.
Oh, really?
Nah, man. Why you? Oh, come on, Lush. Why you put me on the spot like that?
Let me know where you be playing at. Where you be DJing at? So I can come check you out.
Let me
where you at? Are you in LA?
I'm at San Diego.
Oh, you got to come on down, girl. I'm everywhere. I did it for Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, he do DJ Dallas Cowboys. He DJs for the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, that's what's up.
I DJ everywhere.
Okay.
I mean,
this is what I'm asking, though. I want to understand why I haven't gotten any tickets to a Dallas Cowboys game when that's one of my favorite football teams. That's all I'm saying.
Hey.
So can you give me some tickets, dog?
Look, man.
You can ask some
tickets.
That's my favorite team, too.
Look, I'm going to tell you like this. I'll DJ for them, okay? I don't do nothing about the tickets, but if you somewhere and they playing, I will get you in the front gate.
Okay, well, they always fight in the Redskins all the time, the Deadskins, as I might say. They always fighting them, and they always doing a game, right? And I'm in the DMV, and the stadium's right down the street. So I'm saying, when they come to the DMV, you know, because they always do a Dallas versus Redskins game, can I get some tickets?
I don't do the Washington, D.C. thing. They got their own DJ for that.
So
you need to get out
there.
Get us in the door, dog. Come on, use your magic.
You act like I'm Suge Knight or somebody. Walk out and just, hey, you come with me or you sit down.
Hey, you should be getting knocked out.
Damn.
He's not really Rapido anymore.
Shit, okay. You better stop talking like that.
Go smack somebody else for us. Come on, man. Because you swole as hell. He is short, swole ass, man.
You ain't right, man.
Yeah, so why don't you give the people your Twitter so they can come check you out when they're in the Dallas area or our West Coast people? And
Anybody, everybody. I'm everywhere. Okay. All right, this is DJ Hustle on Twitter. DJ Hustle. Twitter, hit me on YouTube, Hustle Jams, MySpace, Hustle Jams with a Z, Facebook, Hustle Event DJs, Sucker Proof DJs, Zipper Slide DJs, Hustle Event DJs. I'm everywhere on everything.
Okay.
You know what I
mean? If somebody wants to hire you, then they just contact you through Twitter or social network, or you got an email?
I'll give you my phone number. I don't care. As long as you're serious and a check don't bounce, actually, you got to pick me before I set up, so it's all good. Hit me up, 310-889. I'll say it again real slow for y'all so I can get the pen ready. 310-889-5160. And I play music, too, with independent artists. And if y'all for real, send me some mastered music. If it's not mastered, I can't mess with you.
Definitely, Annie. Definitely plays
nothing.
Mastered music.
Yeah,
mastered, like sounding good. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if it ain't mastered.
With, like, not where the background music is over drowning the artist's vocals and shit, all that craziness. Like some people be sending us, like, the craziness. Please make sure that it's mastered when you send it. Because if it's not,
yeah,
he will reject it, and he doesn't play any games. He will reject your stuff and tell you why he rejected it. Maybe if he feels like it. But you know what? Definitely, he plays at the hottest clubs in L.A. So if you're trying to get into the West Coast market and the L.A. market, DJ Hustle is the one to get in contact with, definitely. We're going to be having yeah, he definitely does. And if you got some stuff that you want him to mix up for you, to do like a mix of all your best stuff, he can actually do that for you also. He does a lot of hot stuff. And actually, if you want to get on TV, he has Hustle TV. What channel is that out there in Cali? It comes
it's
on.
It's Time Warner Cable. Time Warner Cable, Channel 36. We got 2 million viewers, and we pushing towards another channel over on Cablevision in the East Coast. That's coming next. We linked a deal with Cablevision, and they're going to broadcast us and support us too. So it's a good look for both coast to coast now.
That's what it is. Yo, I'm really proud of him, man, because when I come to L.A., all I'm saying is I want to get my interview in, you know, and I want to ride in the Hustle Mobile because he got a hot Hustle Mobile with the rims on it and the joint jacked up and everything. Doom, doom.
You ignorant, Lush. Damn, I forgot about the truck. Damn.
I go out for an interview, do it on location.
Hey, Lush. You know what? When you come, we're going to do a red carpet event for you, man, when you come to California. We're going to do this right. Man, you got to come this summer because I got so much stuff planned out. I got some joint ventures with Fox Network. We're going to get that in. And, when you come, Lush, especially when I want you to, you know, actually hang out and get it in, as you say. Get it in.
I'm going to come out there and get it in. We're going to have to – Ebony got to come up there and roll with me, man, because she's my Cali representative, you know, over there doing a – you know. So, and when the Grammys come up, hopefully next year we can be at the Grammys next time. You know, we definitely want to get around close to the red carpet area around that time. We hold up real quick. We got a young lady by the name of Muffy. She's actually signed to the whole So Icy Entertainment with your boy Gucci, Waka Flocka, and Frenchie So Icy. Her name's Muffy. She's kind of like rap type, pop-ish type-ish. So we're going to play one of her songs. She should be calling in a few. I want to know what you guys think about it since we got DJ Hustle and Ebony live in the building. Tell me what you think about it. It's called I'm in Love with a Dope Boy. It's called Dope Boy.
Ooh.
And you're live on the radio.
I'm in love with a dope boy. Whose baby is that crying? Is there a baby crying? What? Is there a baby crying? Is there a baby crying? Why are you crying? Huh? Oh. Is it because you didn't get a chance to listen to Lush Radio Online? Make sure you listen to Lush Radio Online. Log on at www.lushradioonline.com. Click on the tab that says Listen to Lush Radio or call in at 347-826-7722. You are now listening to Lush Radio Online. Stop crying, baby. We'll give you a taste of that Lush. And we're going back to the phone line. Ebony, what's up?
You a fool, man. Brother, pity on the baby. Here, have this.
I gotta act silly and stuff, man. You know, but I don't know. What you guys think of Muffy? She has a whole situation called, like, you know, she lives in this, like, cupcake world. Like, she says she lives in a, like, hold up. She lives in a cupcake world and stuff. And it's like, I mean, she's doing her thing. You know, she, I guess they're, you know, taking that tip to, like, do a crossover because, you know, Gucci's doing his thing. But he's locked up, right? I don't think he's out yet. And then you have Waka Flocka, and you have French 1017, and you know, I guess they want to have that other, like, female element, you know, because I think, you know, with the whole Wayne crossing over with the pop thing, I think everybody's trying to find their own pop person. I don't know what you guys think about the I'm in love with the dope boy. Now be good, okay. What do you think about
that? Let's go with the guest. Let's go to DJ Hustle. Let him get his opinion.
Because Muffy will be calling in a few on the show talking about her music and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, you know, it's catchy. It's good for the kids, I think. I mean, I love it, Dope Boy. I mean, come on now. I mean, it's cool. I mean, what are we telling our kids to do? Go get a dope dealer? I mean, wow, you know? You got to be careful what you say. So I'm going to ride with you on this one, Lush. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, it's a cool little beat. You know, hey, that's all I can say. It's all good. I won't go hard to pay today. Hey.
My mouth is open right now.
No, you straight, you know? I mean, you know. I understand where it's coming from, you know, the Gucci camp, all that stuff, you know. So I'll ride with you on this one, Lush. I ain't going to go hard in the paint. It's a catchy tune.
Okay, we're not going to go hard in the paint tonight.
No, man, we're not going to do that.
Because
you know how
I go. We're going to be good tonight because you know, we wild out on Fridays. Fridays, I definitely need you on Fridays. We're going to wild out on Fridays.
You know, come Friday, if they ain't right, Lush, I'm going to let them know. Damn!
Ebony, what you think about I'm in love with a dope boy? Dope boy.
I just wanted to know if that's going to, I mean, as far as the audiences, I mean, people actually have that concept. People are in love with dope boys. So, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she's just talking about some things that she's experienced or some of her friends have experienced. And that's basically what music comes from. Music comes from what people are experiencing or, you know, something in their element. The music was pretty nice without the, I mean, as far as like the I'm in Love with a Dope Boy, I wouldn't play that in my car, you know, with my kids, but maybe that's something I'll listen to by myself, because I don't want to give my kids the you know, the wrong, you know, information or message. But also we listen to 92.5, you know, so oldie music. But anyway, as far as like the beat and things of that nature, I thought it was pretty catchy. It was something that reminded me of some, you know, like the little techno music. So I'm sure that, you know, if she was doing the radio version, then maybe she would change, you know, that the message and then keep the beat. And I could see that going over, you know, mainstream.
I think with the whole popish wave that, you know, with the whole Lady Gaga and everything, everybody's kind of like moving towards like the whole alternative or pop or rock thing, and I think it'll definitely be catchy on the mainstream like pop channels, just for the track, the beat in general, you know. And you know, it might actually catch a wave, but I don't know. Kind of like in between with it. I plead the fifth until I want to hear some more stuff from her. What?
Stop. Wait. You said pop? No, you get me with a sore spot. That's not pop, mama. It's black pop. Black pop is a little different than white pop. Okay?
I think
Lady Gaga is pop. That Dope Boy stuff is not pop. It's just crossover.
I think it's crossover music then. Maybe it's crossover. Let's say maybe I recorded it. Let me change that. It's crossover.
Her retract her statement.
Yeah. You know. crossover pop. Like, but
I would like to find out like where, you know what I'm saying, what she was thinking of and what was the concept behind the song. I would like to, you know, hear her answer with that one.
Yeah, that would be a good look.
I think Cassie, though, like with the beat and everything, I can really see myself like skipping and shit, you know, skipping and saying, I'm in love with a dope boy, you know, like some old, like, I'm like extra happy right now. But we're going to play a song from Mass Pike Miles. He's also going to be calling in around like 7:30 or so. It's called Fuck What You Heard. Fuck What You Heard.
Oh, damn. Hey, Lush, let me run back on y'all. I got to get it back in the mix.
Okay.
I got to get back in the mix.
He's Miss DJ Hustle, you know what I'm saying? So he's going to get back in the mix. And go ahead and get your mix on, DJ Hustle. You can never hustle hard enough.
Yeah,
drop. Can we get that drop, DJ Hustle, before you go?
Oh, definitely. When I'm in the DMV or if I'm in California, I click on Lush Online. That's what it is. The DMV is me. We can hustle, and you just been stamped, you tramp, man.
He is off the hook, man. Tell DJ Green do holler at me, man. Don't holler at me.
You want to holler at you for real? Hey, Doodoo, come here. Doodoo, come here.
Hey,
what's happening, guys? I'm hanging out with DJ Green. Mm-hmm.
What's up, Green? Is that DJ Green Doodle?
Yeah, what's up, cuz?
What's up with you, cuz?
Yo, we did a big thing right now, cuz. What's happening?
Oh, I'm sad, though. You getting your shit in.
I'm shitting on niggas on the east side, west side, north side, Kurt. I'm getting in, Kurt. What's happening?
That's what it is, man. It's real shitty over there, huh, Green Doodle?
Shit's thick, cuz. Shit is real thick, cuz. Hey, give me a light, nigga.
That's what's up, DJ Green Doodle. You know what I'm saying? You know I'm down with you, man. Keep it shitty, man. Keep it shitty.
All right, cuz, I'm out. Cuz, come on, cuz. Come on, get the mix, man.
Yo, that's DJ Green Doodle, Ebony. That stuff.
All right.
He's off the hook. Oh, man. We live right now. I got Ebony live in the building. So he has a song called Fuck What You Heard. And, you know, he signed the whole Maybach music and Def Jam. And he definitely can blow. I mean, he definitely can sing. And he's a handsome young guy, you know. And I'm going to play this song. He should be on at like around 7:30 at. And we're going to talk more about business in a few. And we're live on Lux Radio Online. We're going to go to a song. We'll be right back on Lux Radio Online.
Backside Myers, nigga. Got these motherfucking bitches going crazy around this motherfucker. This out here, nigga. 09, this out here, baby. This that shit for the Chevy. This that shit for them dunks right here, nigga.
It's all about what you see and what you need to be seeing is me.
Maybe that's my word.
I'm coming through tonight, and I promise I'ma get you right. Yeah. What you see and what you need to be seeing is me. I'm a sucker for some good love, sucker for some hood love. You know I love a hood chick. Call me baby, what's up? I can make you wifey. Let me get you icy. Shout it right here, nigga. Sweeter than a hot tea. Is she mine? Is she mine? Is she mine? Is she fine? Is she fine? Is she fine? Her sex is off the hook. My shorty's a good look. She stole a nigga heart. My shorty's a good cook, yeah. It's all about what you what you need to be seeing is me.
Maybe that's my word.
I'm coming through tonight, and I promise I'ma get you right.
I want that nigga.
Yeah,
I want that
yeah.
Yeah, you want it, I ain't trying to
be. Oh, it's all about what you see and what you need to be seeing is me. Yeah, I'm on some new shit. It's some new improved shit. Put me on your mixtape. Watch me boost your shit. Yeah, nigga, head swole. Ego out of control. My shorty riding with me. Come on, baby, let's go. Let's ride and let's ride and let's ride. And get high and get high and get high. I'm getting rain in the whip. My shorty's a smart chick. When a nigga dumb, she teaching me how to come, yeah.
Yeah, you had that one right there. You know what I'm saying? That right there, is what I'm talking about. He can sing. That was off one of his mixtapes and stuff right there. That's Mass Tyke Miles. And he's representing the Boston area. I'm going to go ahead and ask Ebony what she thinks about that song, besides all of the profanity of that.
Ebony, what you think? I liked it. Actually, I did. I liked it. It was his voice kind of reminded me of something that I heard before, but it was easy on the listening ears, and I enjoyed the beat, so I thought it was cool. I can't wait till he goes ahead and flows for us, you know, freestyle. Acapella.
You know, we're going to put him on the spot and let him sing live to us and everything, you know, so we get excited. You know, we're going to let him sing for us live. So, ladies, you know, get ready. You know, he's going to sing for us, the bad boy of R&B, Mass Tyke Miles. She's definitely going to be calling in a few. We're talking about business tonight, and that was a song right there. That's what you heard. Definitely a hot one right there. I think we have accountant live on the line. I think we have Fatima live in the building joining us again. What's up, Fatima? Peace.
Me
too.
Hello. Y'all are calling me. Give me some love today.
Hey.
You showing us some love today?
How's everybody?
We are good.
You're doing great, Fatima.
How
are you doing? What's the weather like?
It's hot. It's hell. In New York City. That's all I got to say. It is hot as hell. But other than that, everything copacetic.
That's what it is.
I just tuned into the show. What the show is about today?
You know, each and every Wednesday we talk about business and everything. Talk about entrepreneurship and, you know, getting your business together. We had Darren Good, CEO of Capital Magazine and also upcoming artist. And we had DJ Hustle that just left us out. He's an actor and DJ. He actually DJs for the Dallas Cowboys. And he's out in L.A., and he does a lot of commercials and acting. And we also have Mass Pike Miles, who signed to Maybach Music / Def Jam, that's going to be calling in a few. He's an R&B singer that's going to be calling in a few seconds. But, you know, since you know your account and stuff, give us some financial advice. Give us some financial advice, you know. Today on Wednesday, give us some things that we should be looking at, you know, in our financial futures.
Okay. I just can't listen to the show.
You see how she does us right there? Stop playing and go ahead and give us stuff.
I don't know, like, it's kind of, that's kind of a broad statement. I'm not sure exactly what you want me to talk about.
Well, give us some financial advice, some things that we should not do when it comes to our finances, dealing with our corporations or our business.
Well, you shouldn't, okay. One thing, I mean, which you probably already know, you shouldn't keep all your money in one place, meaning like a savings account, thinking that you're really going to get rich off of a savings account, you might as well just play the lotto every day. You had a better chance of getting rich off of that. I don't know. Diversify your portfolio. I definitely say that, meaning have a lot of, you have your stocks. You also have your bonds, you know, your mutual funds, money market accounts, all these different things that will continue to give you some type of, funds. Producing instruments, I'll put it like that. I don't know. Like, if you have a particular question, I could answer that, but to give you a general...
I do have a question for Tima. When it comes to mutual funds, not a lot of people, and especially in our community, are not aware of that. Please explain to us what mutual funds are, and if we were interested in doing that, how could we go about doing it? How much money do we need to put in? Tell us.
Well, I can't tell you because I'm not into the actual like when it comes down to like a like a Fidelity or something like that. I'm not really like a financial advisor because I don't transfer stocks and look at the different rates and things like that. So I think you were interested into like getting into like let's say diversifying your portfolio with mutual funds, you can always call up, like, for free. Like, you can call up Fidelity. You know, I know some people, I mean, that's the one I always use, Fidelity, and they have financial advisors themselves that will consult you with, let's say, your pension, for instance, if you're working somewhere, and you get a little pension, and they'll put your money into different instruments. I mean, they have, like, they'll put it in, like, bonds, like I was saying. They'll put it in.
Cool.
It's pretty much bonds. You feel me? Like, you really don't lose. Like, unless you have, like, a set, like, let's say a couple of thousands of dollars you want to put into the stock market, they'll put it in some high-yielding stock market stocks for you. But other than that, like, I could just give you a general, that's my general, you know, seeing on that. But if you wanted something more in depth as to how much you should put in and all that, I would definitely tell you to go into, get a financial advisor from Fidelity because they really are helpful. You know, they don't, and then from what I know, they don't charge you for like a brief consulting, you know, they'll actually help you with that. Mm-hmm.
So you think Fidelity is a good one to go into. So that's almost, mutual funds is almost similar to an IRA or a 401k, right? Or something like that, right?
Well, no. It's a mutual funds pretty much are a mix of different kinds of funds. Meaning, like, for instance, like if you have a pension or whatever, and like you invest, let's say 6% of your income every 2 weeks or whatever, and okay, they'll have all these different companies, like, I don't know, just different corporations that, that you can invest your 6% of your income into, like, you don't get as high as a return from a mutual fund as you would a stock. Excuse me, just because it's more safe, you know what I'm saying? But it's a little bit better than the stock, you know, the than the money market accounts or like the or the savings accounts. So that's one thing. Yeah, IRA, that's pretty much just a retirement which you put into a separate retirement fund. Sometimes a lot of corporations are actually, do you want to have a IRA versus you having your own, your 401k? And a lot of times, like, is this an additional retirement, you know, fund for you to have as you get older? And then the 401k, obviously, you know, is from when you, when you're working somewhere, and they kind of like just, you have an option to contribute, and then your company can match it. So, but that's more like individually. But if you want to, if you're talking about like corporate wise, you definitely like, excuse me, you definitely want to have, you want to have some type of instrument that will continue to generate income. And in that case, I would say that you guys would definitely need to speak to like a financial advisor, because it depends on, I can help you with like your books. I can help you with your, like certain, once you collect your stock options, let's say if you have stocks, you collect your stock options and stuff, I can help you with keeping those things in order. That's what, you know, accountants do. But as far as like you selecting, then you definitely should reach out to like those mutual funds, like a Merrill Lynch. These are bigger companies, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? So I don't know any small companies. I haven't never worked with smaller companies. But Fidelity, I know for sure. Merrill Lynch, that's another huge one. They probably have some small business owner, you know, consultants to help as well. So
Fidelity is a good one. When I had my regular 9-to-5, we also had one of the counselors that came in, the financial advisors come in to speak to you regarding what you're investing in and how much you should invest, what percentage you should invest. And they don't tell you, but they give you advising, and they take like what you're paying in your household and what you can afford to invest. And then they tell you what the age that you are, you know, how much should you be an aggressive investor or a moderate investor or.
Right.
Goes with a lot of the age.
Yeah, definitely in the ages, because I recall like, just, excuse me, like, you, they always say, like, when you're in your 20s or whatever, like, you got time to mess up and get it right again,
right, so
you know,
kind
of thing.
Right,
so that's why, like, if you mess up and you lose out, you kind of, you know, you're able to fall back on your feet again, whereas someone that's older can't. But definitely, I mean, not say can't, but it'll be more challenging. So, I think that, I guess that as a whole, like, I would say, especially with you, you know, Lush Radio Online, doing anything, I would say the best bet would be to sit with a counselor. You understand? Tell them where you're trying to go. And then once they do that, then I can help you with the other part of it, which is keeping all these things together, financial preparation, you know, the things that, not saying the financial part don't matter, because once you get the money, you got to be able to keep it in order. But it's just probably will give you better advice as to which direction you're going. So. That's all I can say about that.
Well, I mean, that's good info right there, though. That's good info right there, you know. What I've been hearing is a lot of people have been really going into the whole mutual fund situation nowadays, you know. I really think that you should spread it out, because if one thing's not generating money, then you can get it, because interest rates nowadays aren't as big as they used to be. At one time with the CDs, you could put in a $2,000 or something like that, or, you know, more, and you would get, you know, a nice amount of interest, but it's kind of going slow. And even from what I've heard with the bonds itself, the interest, it takes too long. So, I mean, I guess with the mutual funds, with dealing with that, I think this it's a great opportunity for you to, you know, see different places where you can actually get residual money and let your money make you money, you know?
I would say overall that definitely, excuse me, it's good to have a diversified portfolio. I mean, especially if you are in business to continue to make business grow, right, to have profit, you know, and become wealthy, you know. And one of the things that was always stressed to me is that you definitely need to have a diversification. So if you have some money markets and you choose to have some mutual funds, you know, don't just – if you have some, you know, governmental bonds that really don't give you that much money, like a lot of interest on it, but if you decide to do those things, please don't just cross out stocks, because stocks do give you a high return. You may lose, but you can also gain, you feel, in a blink of an eye. Every day, you know, the stock – it's open, Dow Jones. You feel what I'm saying? The stock exchange is open. So every day you can win and you can lose. So it just depends on how you watch it. And that's, you know, I definitely think that, you know, going into what your goals are and stuff, the first thing would be is to kind of like what I said last week or the week before, is to have like a proposal, have a financial plan down as to what you're trying to do. Because if you don't show numbers, then nobody could really help you with the direction you're trying to go into. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it has to be realistic, because you already heard, like, within the first year, two to five years of a business, the first 5 years of business, you take a loss. But it's true, but it depends on how you take your loss. And then that always go with the correct financial planning. That's
wow,
the truth.
That's the truth. So, yeah, that's the truth right there. So if somebody wanted to come at you and ask you for, in regards to, like, you know, projections on a business plan, would you be able to help them with something like that?
Yeah. The only thing as accountants, like, well, I would say the only thing that I cannot tell you, and I can't even tell clients to do, I can't tell you, hey, put your money here, do this and this. You understand? I can't tell you that. I only can give you the knowledge that I have and say, well, this is what's happening with this type of company, or this is what's happening with this. Now, somebody, let's say, somebody on Wall Street, let's say a stockbroker, that's all they do is trade and shares, trade. You feel what I'm saying? That's all they do. And they'll have a better insight, you know, as to, okay, this is what this company A is doing. This is what Walmart is doing versus Xerox. This is how much they made. Or you can watch it yourself. Pick up New York Times. Well, you down here. But even just like the Washington Times or whatever that y'all have down here, pick it up and look at the financial section of it, and you can see how the index is going up and down. You know, those are key indicators as to how the market is doing. It's telling you how corporations are doing. And if you could grasp that, you don't even need to go to school to grasp that. You can learn this on your own. You can learn how the market works on your own. You can begin to X out that middleman and start to learn, okay, get some consultation from a financial advisor, you know, and then after that, you could be able to watch your own money go up and down if you have it into these different, you know, money-making instruments.
That's real right there. Those are the thoughts from Fatima. Yeah.
Yeah, stupid.
We have our boy Bugsy live from the Boston area. What up? We're going to have your boy Mass Pipe Miles on here, representing the Boston area soon. He's going to be coming in. What's good with you, Bugsy?
Ain't nothing, man. You know, taking a break from working on this mixtape, man. I looked at the time once again, and I'm like, damn, I got to show my love to Lush Radio. You know what it is.
I love Bugsy, man. He's so faithful love. Shout out to Genius also on the Twitter, definitely showing us some love. We're talking about business and stuff. Do you have any comments or any questions? Huh?
I'm coming back. What's up?
What's going on, girlie?
Do you have any questions or any things or thoughts about what we just discussed a few seconds ago? Or
I mean, it's like, I mean, I guess, like I said, I always keep it 100. So, I mean, the advice that's given here on Wednesdays, I mean, everybody needs to get their pen and their pads, man, because it's always vital.
Exactly.
I mean, for myself, I listen, and I think I'm going to start, you know, having me like a person with me on Wednesdays to sit down and write this, because there's a couple of things I got in motion, and advice that she's giving out, I'm like, damn, I need to take heed of some of this, you know what I mean, because it comes with businesses and things that you try to incorporate in life. So, I mean, everybody should tune in every Wednesday, man, if they're trying to get their business and their financial status right. This is the place to be.
Definitely. Appreciate that. Tell us about that new mixtape, man. What's the new mixtape, and when is it going to drop?
Man, actually, like, a lot of people have been telling me, man, like, I need to do something with the music, stop bullshitting. So I actually picked out all the tracks. Like, I had to pick out beats. You know, since it's a mixtape, I'm going to go industry. I had to really sit down and, like, put them in the order I want them, put them in the car, hear them bump, make sure everything's in order. And I'm not too big on writing, but I'm going to go half and half. I'm going to write half and freestyle the rest, see how that goes. And hopefully, mixtape should be out within at least 2 weeks. I'm pushing for a week. I want it out by my birthday, but I doubt that'll happen. So probably at least 2 weeks.
That's what's up. And I definitely want to send a shout out to TDI, definitely holding us down on Mondays. He does a show each and every Monday at 8 o'clock. New Talk City is a variety show. He's like the Spanish, like Jay Leno type thing going on Mondays. I definitely need to check that out on Lush Radio Online. And definitely, y'all need to support Bugsy. He's definitely a supportive listener, and he's an artist, and he definitely supports Lush Radio, and we support him, you know. And like I said, with this whole business situation, it's not a game, you know. It's definitely not a game when it comes to business. And the other thing is, too, guys, do not mix business with pleasure. Business with pleasure. And also, guys, do not allow, whether it's family, whether it's friendship, emotions and business do not mix. A lot of people have missed out on a lot of money. A lot of people have gotten into situations because of emotions. Emotions and business do not mix. When you get into business, you remember that business is business, and whatever you're going through or whatever's going on in life has nothing to do with business. Business is business. And you got to keep that in your head when you're dealing with your everyday life, you know. And also on top of that, you know, guys, if you're not serious about what you're doing in your business, then nobody's going to take you seriously. You have to be serious about what you're doing. You have to be willing to invest in yourself. Because if you don't invest in yourself, how do you expect us to invest in you? And that's the situation when it comes to business. And also on top of that, please, people, I beg you, if you can walk around with a midget on your neck, and I emphasize that, everybody knows that, like, we emphasize this all the time. If you can walk around with a big midget on your neck and buy you some new kicks, and you can smoke and drink, you can go and get you an LLC, a DVA, as our man Darren said early in the show. You can go get an LLC. You can go down there and incorporate your business. Wouldn't it be better if you're spending all this money out your pocket that you can get the money for it at the end of the year? I keep all my receipts. Lush Radio Online is incorporated. I do get my money back for everything. Whether we going to McDonald's, it's a business meeting, dog. My expenses for going from place to place, I save my Amtrak tickets, gas receipts, everything. It's all a write-off. So wouldn't it be good to get that nice lump sum of money at the end of the year, you know, is nice, you know, when it comes tax time. So, guys, make sure, you know, and like Tima said earlier, the first 2-3 years of your business, you take a loss. So they know that. So you won't get that money back pimping, you know. So, so all I'm saying is that make sure that you go ahead and incorporate your business. Ebony, you got some more thoughts to tell the people about in regards to business?
Yeah, I would just basically say, like I always say, research, know what you're getting into, know what you are able to do with financially, mentally, and physically, you know, and build your team. Have people that's in your corner. You don't need a whole bunch of yes people, you know. You need people that's going to be real with you. So build your team, make sure it's the right team for you, and don't stop trying.
Definitely. Make sure that you have the right team behind you. The other thing about that is when you become an entrepreneur, not everybody can see your vision, you know. And, you know, in order for you to become a leader, sometimes you have to be a soldier first, and you have to crawl before you walk. So sometimes you have to understand that concept, you know. And a strong leader is somebody that's able to understand and to see things, you know, and think outside the box, you know. And, you know, like I said, what she just stated, you know, was definitely a lot of excellent points. That's why we always ask you, make sure you bring your pen and a pad because it's not a game around here. We're always talking about business, you know. And it's a lot of home, you know, jobs that you can do. You know, they got this whole thing right now where you can actually sit at home all day if you're a home all day person and you're always on Twitter and you don't really do too much. You can take surveys and get paid for it. They got national research that all they do is they actually want you to test their products or look at things and research their stuff and write blogs about the stuff. You can actually sit at home and get paid from doing surveys. You know, just in case if you felt like doing something on the side, you can sit at home and get online and do surveys and get paid for it. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you get that extra check, you know, while you're sitting at home? And also, guys, if you have your own website, why don't you try getting ad space? You know, start selling your ad space. Let that ad space make money for you, you know. You know, you can start selling ad space. You can go to some websites where you can also, like, bid. Depending on how much traffic you get on your site, they'll actually, like, sell your ad space on your site. So it's so many different opportunities you can get money. Also, real talk, important information for you guys. If you didn't know, urgent message. If you guys did not receive the email, right, a lot of you guys are on the Ning network. If you're using N-I-N-G, Ning, for your website and you don't have an actual website, yeah, they're starting to charge. So all the people that are not on the premium package, you guys will soon actually be asked to be charged because they're actually getting rid of all of the sites that are not paying monthly. I think right now the bandwidth is kind of too much for them, and they didn't expect so many people to do that. So they're right now at this moment, they're going to start charging. It's not going to start until July. So you have until July to either get on a premium plan or actually buy your own domain and your own hosting and create your own website, either whether through WordPress or whatever source you're using. Even Blogspot is actually, you know, shutting down some stuff also. So, guys, you know, I think, you know, we got to go ahead and pay. That's why I said, man, sometimes you got to pay for what you really want. You know, if you're serious about it, sometimes you got to pay for what you really want. Invest in yourself. And, you know, not too many sites. Like, you know, the site's been free for a while, and now they're going to start charging. So, like, guys, make sure that you, you know, get it on time before they shut your website down. Okay, because I know a lot of people that use Ning, so, and I'm actually on a premium package, and I'm also on a premium on Blog Talk also because, hey, Blog Talk ain't playing no games either. They will not allow you to do a lot of stuff if you don't pay. For real. So invest in yourself if you're serious and stuff. So, and team, I want to ask you how you feel about investing in yourself. What's your thoughts on investing in yourself?
Oh, I'm back. Well, I was reading. I think, oh yeah, that's number one. Investing you, like that you, that's self-explanatory. There's nothing really to say about that. I mean, just investing you. If you don't, I guess there is something to say about that. If you don't invest in yourself, then I mean, why would somebody even have interest in you and what you're trying to do? Period.
Exactly.
Simple as that. You got to put yourself out there and then work hard and, you know, not work hard, but really work smart. I don't believe in working hard. I think that's you know, the slaves did that. I mean, thank them so much and everything. But right now, anybody going to do all that. But you got to work smart. And working smart helps you live longer.
Definitely.
Less stress. So, yeah, that's it. Simple as that. Invest in you and then you won't have a problem, you know. And one of the things you had said, Lush, about, and also, I believe that's Ebony on the line that stated,
yes.
Like the team, having a good team, that's like so important. Like, it's like in the top five, you know, of your list of things to do. Because if you don't have somebody that really supports your vision, like you said, Lush, it's really hard to keep moving forward. You know, if you think this is, like, let's say if you think this is my family or my friends and all that stuff like that, and you're trying to move forward, and everything you say, they're trying to just, like, knock you down, you know, because of maybe jealousy or maybe because of, you know, envious things and a whole bunch of other stuff. You know, it's very important to knock those people out your corner, whether they're family, friends, or whoever, and be able to see them for who they are. A lot of times you don't see them until something hit the fan. But always, you know, keep your eyes open to that, because if you're trying to be successful in what you do, you're going to have a lot of haters. You're going to have a lot of issues. You're going to have people that's closest to you that may not necessarily want the best for you. They're just taking a ride just so they could get the payoff at the end. So it's very important to have a good team. I'm not saying that I'm saying that's going to happen at least from one person. Just, I'm just putting it out there like that. It doesn't have to be the whole team, but definitely have a good team. Because if you, let's say if you can't, you're trying to take this thing globally, you're trying to take this thing, you know, to different levels, you can't always be at every place. So you have to have a good team of leaders. You understand? Okay, this, you the head, okay, but I got a lot of different leaders. And you have to, your leaders have to be just as strong. You feel me? So, yeah, that's it.
Oh, my God. You said the most realest thing ever, Tima. When it comes to
that. I do, right?
You know how a lot of people think that, and the thing about it is people that want to become leaders or say they want to be in your second command, some of them don't know how to be soldiers first. And if you're not a strong soldier, why would you put them as a leader? You understand? Because when you put somebody as a leader, they have to represent you. So basically everything everything you're good at, they have to be twice as good at too also, because they got to be able to hold you down. Then you get sick of anything happen, you know? So that's
it's the truth. A lot of people don't know about order. Like everyone, I mean, honestly, everyone wants to, like I was listening to the show, don't get me wrong, although I was reading, I was listening to the show. Sorry, that was a sidebar. One of the things a lot of people don't get is that, okay, there's a governmental order. There's a head, and then there are leaders. And then there are people that are just members. And I get that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't get that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people always want to equate or always want to be, they always want to be equal to the head as opposed to being a leader and being a good leader. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people want to be, a lot of members want to be leaders as opposed to being a good member. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always learned, like, even with working on teams and working with different staff, my staff are only going to be as good as I am. So when they go and work for other people, they can say, who did you learn this from? Fatima. And if they can't produce well, then I don't look well. You understand? If they can't produce well on my projects, then I can't get to the next level. That's what people don't get out here. Everybody want to be the chief. Nobody want to be the Indian. Nobody want to walk around and do the dirty work. It's all good. Everybody has their point in life, but a lot of people just, I don't know. And those are the people you got to stay away from. Those are the snakes in the grass that you need to stay away from, because if you keep them around and you can't identify who they are and what their motives are, you will find yourself in a stagnant position where you cannot move forward, period.
Exactly.
And that's in anything.
Exactly.
That's the truth. You never lied about that one. That was like the realest thing you said right there. And people need to understand that. Huh?
I'm not trying to keep it real.
You said you're not trying to keep it real?
No, I said I try to keep
it real. She tries to keep it real. But she's not trying.
You said you keep it real? Or you're not trying to keep it
real? What? Plus, I said I'm trying to keep it real. Girl, just forget it. Just forget it.
You ain't trying, but you are keeping it real.
Thank you, Ebony. At least somebody hear what I'm saying. Tag on it.
We're gonna call you every Wednesday. You're going to have to have a little tidbit of information on us every Wednesday.
Oh, my Lord have mercy. I was just sitting here having a flashback that I was sitting on a pile of money or something. But I'm tripping, man. You know, that was a lush moment for me. That was a quick lush moment. That was
welcome
a quick
back.
Lush moment. I'm back. I'm back
in the
building.
Thank you for joining us, Lois. Thanks for joining us.
Beam me up, Scotty. I'm here. Like,
I got you. That's what your co-host is for. I got you.
That's what it is. But I just want to say that it's an honor to have, you know, a wonderful team, you know, from Ebony to Scoop to Cookie and Natasha, you know, Emma, you know, and just everybody, and even thanks to my cousin, you know, comes through and shows support and calls into the show. You know, I just want to say that I'm honored and happy that we definitely, and even Bugsy and Genius and everybody that calls and supports the show, whether even if there's people that they might not even have the time to call in because they're so busy and everything, but I know they sometimes listen to the show and download it and just support in a way. So I have to say that I'm honored and thankful for those people that do that, take their time out, because really, you know, you guys don't have to be listening to the show. You don't have to be on the show, but you guys do, and I appreciate that. And the small things mean the most, you know.
Exactly.
And that support means the most, you know. Definitely. So we definitely want to thank all our listeners and everything, everybody that definitely shows us love. We should be having Mass Pike Miles on in a few, because he's actually, like, in the booth, as his PR people say. So hopefully he's in the booth knocking my drops out, too. You know, so getting them things done. So when it comes to business, man, you got to stay focused. And please, guys, know what you want. When you decide to create a business, make sure it's something that you love doing. And besides, make sure you love doing something. Also, make sure you know it's something that's going to make you some money. Like, it might not make you that money that day or tomorrow, but you eventually actually see a vision that it's going to make you some money. You know, everybody else might not believe that, but it might make you some money. So make sure it does, because if it doesn't, then there's no point in you even doing it, you know. If it doesn't make money, it doesn't make sense, you know, really, you know. So do something that makes you some money, you know, and make sure don't half-ass on anything you do. Go straight ahead, you know. If you're going to do something, go full throttle on it, man. Get your promotional materials. Get your business together, you know. You know, pay for all of the things that you need to get done at that moment, and everything will fall to place where it needs to be. You know, we can never stress that too much, and we definitely, you know, are proud of the people that are actually doing real good business out there. You're listening to Lush Radio Online right now, man. Lush Radio Online right now, each and every Wednesday. We're always talking about business. Man should be here in a few, and I'm going to go ahead and go to some music right now, you know. And this song right here, this is a shout-out to all the people out there that, you know, feel like they're going through something, and they feel like, you know, people telling them they can't do it, oh, you're a failure, or you feel like, you know, you started one thing and it didn't work out, and you trying to do something else, man. Believe in yourself, because only you walk a mile in your shoes. Nobody else does. And this one right here is from Archie Eversole, Keep Winning. And we're going to be back on Lush Radio Online. Keep winning no matter what they say. Stay tuned, Lush Radio Online, man. You already know what it is.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top, look at me now.
No haters believe. Turn they back on the G, but now I'm back in the streets. Now they back on my dock, 360 degrees. Show the please, I get cheese from overseas. Riding in foreign cars that niggas ain't never seen. Every day is a dream, and I don't wanna wake up. Every day is a grind, gotta get the cake up. Had a couple bumps in the road, never gave up. Gotta show the world and the critics what you made up. Don't get your weight up, focus on your paper. Never mind a hater, you can worry about them later. They started in Decatur, we took it to the top now. Riding down the highway, flying with the top down. Sacrifice to king, yeah. No way I'ma stop now. Guess who they got beaten on the block now? Hey.
Tonight, we're talking about business. We got our boy, Bugsy. We got Fatima live in the building giving us some financial advice. And we got my girl, Ebony, live in the building, my wonderful co-host that holds me down each and every Wednesday. You already know what it is, man. You know, tomorrow on Street Queens, the movement is going down. Tomorrow is Thursday. We're going to be talking about, you know, cougarism. Are you a cougar? It's part two of cougarism. We're going to be talking about... Are you a cougar? Tell us about your cougarism, or have you ever, you know, dealt with a cougar? And also, we're going to talk about flirting. Are you a flirt? And when flirting goes wrong, we're going to be talking about tomorrow on Street Queens, the movement. And also, we're going to talk about the March of Dimes, because Emma actually went out there and walked for the March of Dimes, so we're going to talk more about that tomorrow on Street Queens, the movement. So, you already know what it is. And make sure you log on at www.lushradioonline.com. Shout out to ohanashop.com, one of our sponsors, Diverse Media Group, LLC, and E2K Magazine. So, guys, man, you know, we're supposed to have Mass. I think he locked himself in the booth. I don't know what's going on with him, man. He should be calling in a few, but we don't know. But we live in the building talking about business, man. And the other thing I want to ask you guys is, you know, What do you think about the market right now? Do you guys feel like we're going to ever get out of this so-called recession, or is the recession only in your mind, guys? Bugsy, what you think about that?
Me personally, I think this recession was part of this whole setup between the old president, new president. Some things make people look good. Some things make people look bad. It's all about a fight. I just think this recession is just part of the whole war president / gas, whatever you want to call it. I just think it's another part of their chess game, man. This recession, it ain't going to last too long. Just stick with it, man. I mean, we all been broke before, man. Ain't nothing new. And for the people that haven't been broke, you will survive.
Don't go kill
yourself. Yeah, right. Yeah, tell them, don't kill themselves. They will survive, man.
I'm with you on that, Burgundy. I'm with you on that. definitely. I'm on with you on that because, you know.
Life isn't over. Life isn't over. For real. We will survive through the recession. Don't jump off on me.
You know? And they orchestrate things to go the way they want it to do. So.
The government's crazy. Government's crazy, man.
Fatima, what you think about that, Fatima?
Hello.
Fatima, you alive, dog? What's going on, son?
Oh.
She reading.
Yo, she read about that stock market. What's up?
Yo, you stupid. I'm actually looking at the business school. You stupid, son. Oh, man. The recession, I think, well, you first of all, let me just put this out there for all those people that's always in my ear about the recession, whatever. I think a lot of people actually using that as a backbone because, like, oh, the recession, like, there's somebody I know, they wasn't working before the recession, they ain't working now. And I'm saying, like, come on, stop with the recession. You wasn't doing nothing before the recession, son. It's not like you had all these bills, you was living, you had the crib and everything. You ain't had nothing before the recession. Oh, the recession making it hard. You alive. I had to just put that out there for those people that understand that's trying to be on some older recession. Like you had all this bread saved up or something before the recession. You ain't doing nothing then. You ain't doing nothing now. You ain't gonna be doing nothing the next couple of years because that's just how you are. I understand. That's what you here to do. Nothing. I got you.
I like her. I like her. Oh man.
For real, it's crazy budget out here. I'm telling you. But on the other note, for those people that it has hurt, it has affected, yes, it has, because a lot of, even in the firm, before I left the firm I was at, they had we lost a lot of big clients. Like, I don't know, like the Lehman Brothers, like that's a huge client, you understand what I'm saying, globally, you feel me? There was a lot of big clients, and if you think about it, like that corporate, when stuff started going down, this thing just happened overnight. This happened, like, over the number of years. You understand? It just all just came in like it happened overnight, you know?
Right.
And a lot of companies from the Morgan Stanleys to the I mean, my goodness, yo, I've seen it. You understand? And what I think I can say right now, it has. In corporate America, it has definitely, I've never seen nothing like this before. And I'm just, you know, I was just in corporate America since 2003, since I graduated from college. But I never saw nothing like this before. And it has definitely affected corporate America in a huge way. But as far as it turning around, I do see that it is starting to pick up a little bit more now. You know, it's not picking up like it used to be, you know, but it is slowly picking up. That's one thing I can say. If all them other busters that keep blaming the recession, they could go kick rocks, man, because I'm not with it, for real. And that's all I got to say about the recession, though. You keep people still talking about the recession like 5 years from now. Yo, the recession really hurt me. Son, it's 5 years later, son. Son, the recession ain't even hurting nobody right now, son. We on a whole different level. I'm serious. But, yeah, that's all I got.
You should have saved that for Friday for her get the fuck out of here moment.
I got to call on Friday for one of those. I got one of those
right for you, Les.
Right for you.
Oh, man, that is hilarious, man. That's real talk, man. And that's, you know, a lot of people do use that as a basically an enabler for them. Like, I'm not going to get a job because of the recession. But she is right. A lot of people haven't been doing nothing with their life but sitting on their ass and being a couch potato and mooching off of somebody and stuff, and they still continue to do it.
Exactly.
Ain't no need to lie and stunt and act like you're doing big things when you know you sit on the couch and do nothing.
Exactly.
And do nothing, you know. So let's be real with ourselves. You said what?
It makes you look a little bit better because now you can blame it on something instead of I'm just lazy. Oh, it's really bad.
Yeah, man, the man is holding me down, man, the recession, man. I'm telling you, man, it's all a ploy, man.
They can't say the man no more because look who the president is. If now is the opportunity for these men on their asses in the hood slanging, if now is the opportunity to get it, now Obama is giving you leadway. You need to hop on that train.
Yeah,
Wow, that's real talk, man.
No, I never understand.
You can't say the man. That is right. You can't say the man because he is a black man.
But who's the man? Who's the man been here before?
Who was the man? Who was the man? Or was you just lazy
man.
And you didn't want to get a job?
That's the question. We want to know who the man was. Like, who the man that's holding everybody down?
Somebody call in right now. Tell us
man
who the man
mayor.
Is. For real.
The man from that movie, I'ma Get You Sucker, with Damon Wayans and all them. That's who the man is.
No, the man is the candy man.
He's the white man.
7722. And please tell us who the man is, because we don't know. Tell us what the excuse is. Why can't you get your ass up and get a job? Holla at us, man. On Lush Radio Online, we getting the real deal, and we got our boy Genius live on the line, man, representing the DMV area. What's up, Genius?
Yo, what up, Lush?
Ain't nothing much. You know, we just kicking them in their butt, them lazy people that ain't trying to move themselves, man. What you think about it, man?
Oh, man, first shout-out to you and Ev. You know, what's up, Bugsy?
What's going on, family?
Not much, man. I just say this, people, we point too many fingers at everybody else but ourselves, you know what I'm saying, and we need to hold ourselves accountable, you know, stop being lazy, stop, you know, putting the shackles on ourselves, and go out and make it happen, you know what I'm saying, and for everybody to say it's a recession, in the DMV alone, there's 320 new millionaires every month, there's no reason why anybody can't be one of them, you know what I'm saying, even though it's a recession, the corporate market stay making money. You know what I'm saying? And as far as those big businesses, that was just, you know, that was written. It was bound to happen when you have people doing bad business. So, you know, I don't support the government bailing them out because they don't bail nobody out when they can't afford to pay their bills. You know what I'm saying? But people just need to go out here and make it happen. There's jobs out here. There's opportunities out here. And if it's not, then you got to be creative enough to create your own. There you go.
Real talk.
That's the truth. You got people that make baskets. Like right now, Mother's Day is coming around. I met this lady, you know what I'm saying? She was at the thrift store. She was getting like mad baskets and stuff, right? And she was getting the baskets because I was looking for some tennis rackets because I like to play tennis, right? You know what I'm saying? I ain't paying that much money to buy me some tennis rackets when I could get it at the thrift store for cheaper. So she was getting the baskets, right? And I said, what you getting all these baskets for? I said, she makes baskets for Valentine's Day, Mother's Day. And she sits out there on, what's that, Marlow Pike? And she sells the baskets and makes money. So you can find anything and make money, man. I'm telling you, man. There's so many ways to make money. We just got to think outside the box. We so stuck. And, you know, the narrow-minded way of how to make money, how they program us to make money. But the thing about it is we got to open up our minds, man, for real. And there's so many different ways on making money. And, guys, I think, I don't know, we might have Mass Pike Miles on the line. So, guys, bear with me. Let's see if we got him on the line. But if it isn't, I don't know. But we should, he might be on the line with us and stuff, but... Long overdue. I think we do have Mass Pike Miles on the line. This dude is representing the Boston area, signed to Maybach Music / Def Jam. He's doing his 1-2 in the game, the Bad Boy R&B doing his 1-2, I think it is. Well, I think we just lost him again because I don't see him on the line, but we'll see if he get him back again. I don't know what happened to him. I just saw him on the line, but I don't know. Yeah, I had to get him back on the line in a few seconds. But anyway, guys, we live in the building on Lush Radio Online, and we talking about business. And, James, I'm going to let you go ahead and finish your other thought when you was talking minutes ago before I got caught up in this other thing.
Lush, crazy.
I mean, basically, I mean, you know, just to sum it up, you know, I mean, we some of the most creative people, you know what I'm saying, on the planet. There's no excuse nowadays why we can't be doing something, you know what I'm saying, positive. We don't have to do something negative, you know, to do something, you know, especially for the guys, and this for all the guys, you know what I'm saying. Being hard is not being out on the block, You know what I'm saying? Being hard is raising your family, putting food on the table, and making it happen. That's real talk. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got to stop making excuses, for real. You know, just make it happen.
Definitely, man. All I'm saying is, can somebody call in and tell us who the man is? Please tell us who the man is, because I still don't
know
who
the man is.
You said who the
man is? Ed Lover and Dr. Dre.
Jeez, don't you know who the man is? Who the man is?
Who is the man? Yeah. I don't think it's a man per se. You know what I'm saying? I would say it's organizations. I would never say it's one person that basically sits over top of any table or whatever it is. There ain't no one person.
We gotta call on. Now hold that thought real quick, baby. We do got a call on the line. Caller from the 310. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, family?
It's like Miles on the line.
Hey, hi. How you doing? I didn't know. Were you guys calling just a few minutes ago? It sounded like you guys got cut off.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, coming to the stage, ladies and gentlemen, we have Mass Pike Miles, you know, signed to the whole Maybach Music / Def Jam, R&B, doing his 1-2 representing the Boston area. I remember seeing him on that Cheddar DVD, you know what I mean? And he's going to be live on Lush Radio Online, calling at 347-826-7722. What's up,
man? You already know what it is, man. Just making a movie. Just got out the studio working hard. What's popping with it?
Ain't nothing much,
man. Let's give him some applause, Les.
Okay, let's go. Man, they really loved you, man. They won't stop clapping.
Nah, I appreciate that. What's popping on?
Ain't nothing much, man. You got any shout-outs to anything before we get into a fam?
Oh, you already know. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to everybody in the beam. Shout out to all the entrepreneurs and all the hustlers. You feel me?
That's what it is. I wanna say it's an honor to have you on. I actually seen you a while ago on the Cheddar DVD. Shout out to my boy Albie, when he was
right.
Interviewing you and stuff, and I think he was like in a mall and stuff and talking about you know, the different things you was doing and you was, like, preparing for the video and stuff like that. And I said, all right, you know, you definitely doing your thing, representing for the Beans, man, for real.
Right, right,
you know?
Right. That's what I do. I love Boston. Shout out to Cheddar DVD. Albie's my brother. Yeah, nah, that's just a good dude, man. He always showed me love since the DVD came out. So, you know, it's only right I show love back to the homie, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. We played the song, F what you heard, like, early in the show and everything. Definitely a nice track right there, man. You can blow like crazy, but, you know, later on we're going to put you on blast and you're going to, you know, sing to us because, you know, we love to hear your voice.
Right.
But, you know, what got you into the whole music industry, you know, and, you know, what decided you? I know you actually come from a musical background. You know, your mother
right.
and your father both have a musical background, but, you know, was that your main influence when you started to get into singing and everything like that?
Yeah, no, that was definitely my main influence. My dad being a musician and really into jazz, I was definitely influenced by my pops. I never really picked up an instrument as a youngin', even though it was around me. It just so happened that my vocals was the instrument. So yeah, my dad was my influence most definitely. My mom was more supportive, and she was the hustler more than anything, you know what I mean?
Wow. What did they say when you said, you know, music is my thing? Well, they just said, oh, well, you know, it runs in a family. What did they say?
I mean, it was expected because I was the type of kid, my dad would say, what you want for Christmas? And I would say, you know, I want a piano or I want a drum set or, you know, I want a microphone or a karaoke set. So whatever it was always music oriented. I mean, he bought me Atari when I was little, but that was about it. Everything else was drumsticks and them ivory keys, you know what I mean?
Thank you. That's what's up. I know I'm going to throw it to my co-host, Ebony, representing the Cali area. Ebony, you got a question for Matt?
Definitely, definitely. How you doing today?
I'm all right. How you doing, love?
Good. My question to you is, since this is a show regarding entrepreneurship, could you let us know what do you think the three key elements is for having a successful business? Because this is a business with a music career.
Well, persistence first and foremost, determination second of all, and you got to be able to dream big. You know what I'm saying? That's basically the key elements to winning. Period. Dot. You know what I mean? I mean, I know a lot of people say it, but it's true. If you're constantly grinding, you're gonna constantly be shining. You know, if you got a McDonald's and you don't have proper management, more than likely your McDonald's ain't gonna be up and running. You know what I'm saying? So as far as the business goes, that's all it takes: determination. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. And some money. You gotta definitely be a hustler and get some money. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about. It's either that or good credit. So if you got a 400 score, Deacon score, whatever it's called, you gonna have a problem. So make sure you got at least 50,000 in the cut. But if not, you know, just stay on your game. That's it.
That's
real talk
right
there. You know, tell us about Marcus Starr. You know, when you got discovered and everything. Tell us about that whole experience.
Well, when I was younger, me and my homie Marky, we was walking down the street in Roxbury. And, you know, me and the homie was in a group together when we was little. You know what I'm saying? You know, some hood. You know how you be dancing with your homies when you little or whatever. You know what I mean? So, you know, we was walking down the street, and I'm just like, oh, look at all the limousines, like Busta B. You know what I'm saying? So, homie Busta B, I made sure I was singing when I walked past that studio. And, you know, they looked at it to grab me up, like, hey, what's your name? Miles Bone. You know, to make a long story short, it was just me walking down the street, you know what I'm saying, and singing while I was walking past, and the rest was basically history. 2 months later, I had a deal. 2-3 months later, I had a deal on Warner Brothers. So that's what that was.
Wow.
Wow.
You know,
right place at the right time.
Right place at the right time. Well, tell us about the new projects and stuff that you got going on and the whole deal. You know, signing with Rick and, you know, meeting up with him, and how did that whole situation, you know, come about?
Well, first and foremost, my mixtape, my Gangsta Grills with DJ Drama and DJ Sense coming up at the end of this month called Superfly. You know what I'm saying? My album, The Struggle, coming real soon. And basically, you know, Ross came to town one day and on a promo run for Trilla. And I just took the opportunity of meeting the brother, you know what I'm saying, and let him know my brown paper bag was on point. You know what I'm saying? Let's go, let me get that feature. And, you know, I did the feature, you know, regular, you know, like regular niggas do when you in the hood. But I gave him he gave me the feature. A couple months later, I want to shoot the video. And I put the money together. And he seen the professionalism when I was shooting. And he became attracted to that, like, damn, homie's really on his game. He ain't got no problem investing in himself, organizing his set properly, and putting the right pieces to the puzzle in place in order to win. So, you know, we stayed on the phone for a few months, chopping it down, kicking it, and you know, he asked me to join the family. And I felt like what's better for me than branding, because I felt like I needed time, because, you know, I took a hiatus and just was producing. I wasn't singing, you know what I'm saying? It's something that I could always do, but I stopped for like 10 years, 15 years, you know what I'm saying? So I felt like, you know, I wanted to properly brand myself off a great brand, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even when my nigga went through, you know, his situation with the whole 50 Cent thing and all that, I stood tall and I stood firm with my homie, you understand what I'm saying? And a lot of people wouldn't have stood firm, you know what I'm saying? They would have backed out, ran away, disappeared or whatever, you know what I mean? But I stood firm with the homie and rolled out. I ain't care about none of that because I knew he was a great musician, you know what I'm saying? And not only that, but he's a great thinker, you know what I'm saying? But the homies, you know, the Maybach situation is just a good situation for me, and I appreciate being there, period. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I see a lot of support in your way. And also, because we also had a couple of your label mates on the show also, you know, Triple C's Gunplay and them on the line. How's the interaction with the rest of your label mates? Is it a good mesh? You doing some stuff with them also?
Of course. Them is my brothers. Gunplay's my brother. We was together the other day. You know what I'm saying? I'm in Atlanta working on my mixtape with Drama, so he came out and supported my joint. I'm on the phone every day with Torch. You know what I'm saying? The homie DG, the K, everybody from the BX specialist set. And Young Bree been my homie before he was in Triple C's. We always chopped it down and worked it out. So, you know, everybody's good dudes. You know what I mean? There ain't no slimes around. Ain't no, you know, slippery dudes around. We just keep it 100 with each other and make movies. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. I ain't even know you knew Gita, man. That's my dude, too, out there. We just did a joint Welcome to Marcy and stuff, you know.
Yeah, nah, Gita came my brother.
Out there.
Shout out to the whole Double M. Them is my brothers.
For real. That's what's up, man. I'm going to open up the lines and stuff before I play I'm a General. We definitely got my boy from the Beans. So I know he definitely want to say a shout out to you. Buffy, you live on the line with your boy, Mash. What's good,
man? As you already know, coming from Boston myself, man, salute.
Salute. Three's up. You already know what it is.
You already know, man. But before I get into it, man, a little inside joke, man. I see you on that Teddy DVD Butt Edition. Like my man said, anything over five, man, don't bring it to Mass, man.
Yeah,
he know what I'm talking about.
You might get laid down. You see me? I don't care how potent it is.
You dig? But like I said, man, yo, shout out to the homie, man, doing his thing, because a good few cats sleep on where we come from, man. And there's a lot of dudes out here that really don't take that initiative that, you know what I mean, put Mass on the map like that. And I salute you doing your thing, my man Frankie. Cause I fuck with Frankie, too, not on the music shit, but like, you know, like street family type shit. You know, Frankie do his thing here and there, too. So shout out to everybody from the Bean doing their thing, man. You know, we here, and people need to realize and wake up, man. We back.
Oh, no doubt. Shout out to the whole team, 220. Shout out to Frankie Wainwright. Shout out to everybody on Wainwright. I appreciate the conversation, my brother. That's some real G shit. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it 100 with you. You know what I mean? But I appreciate that real talk because I'm going to continue to go hard for the Bean. You see the fitted. You see how I'm moving. That's why I took on the moniker Mass Pike Mob so they get an understanding of what Massachusetts and New England is about, period. It's bigger than Boston. We all know that. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. We got to take it further and spread apart, you know what I'm saying, and move to different places and make it happen and spread out so we can bring it back to the Bean. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to
know.
Do right now. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to do. What's your name again, homie?
Bugsy,
all right. Pleasure to meet you, my brother.
You already know, man. I've been watching you do your thing, man. Anything come out of Boston that got their mind right, I fucks with them, man. You already know.
All right, well, you know I'm about to drop that mixtape, Superfly. They be on the lookout. That's going to be the first gangster grills to come out of New England. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going to go in for the Bean on that one. It's going to be exclusive. You know what I mean?
Looking for that, man. You already know.
I got you, homie. Pleasure to meet you, Bugsy. You be good, all right, my dude?
That's what's up. Can you put that Twitter out there? You got that Twitter and everything and all the websites and everything, so check you, Mass.
Too easy. You already know what it is. It's at Mass Pike Miles. If you don't know how to spell Mass Pike Miles, it's MassPikeMiles. You can hit me on my Facebook, Mass Pike Miles, MySpace, Mass Pike Miles, MassPikeMiles.com. I'm Google-ish, too, so if you feel like Googling, doing some history on the homie, picking up some mixtapes or whatever, go to my MySpace, pick up and download as many mixtapes as you want. Go to iTunes. Buy the mixtape. You know what I'm saying? I got another mixtape on iTunes that's crazy. Buy that. You know what I'm saying? But that's pretty much it, though.
My man said that I'm Googling. That's what he said right there. He said I'm Googling. For real. Definitely support this dude right here. He's doing his thing on the ones and twos. If you're just joining us right now, we have Mass Pike Miles live in the building representing the Beans, man. He's doing his one, two, man. When it comes to the business, man, he's taking R&B to the next level, man. I'm talking about babies, ladies. Make sure you get ready to have a towel because he might make you moist, man. It's crazy right now. Mass, Pike, Mouth in the building. I got another caller live in the building from the New York area, the New York, New York area. Calling from the New York area. You're live in the building. Tima, you got a question for Amash?
Hello.
Hello, Tima.
Hello.
You got a question for Amash?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hi. Yeah. So you're a singer, right? And a rapper, or you just a singer?
I do music, baby.
You sound good. You make me moist on the phone. I don't even deal with dudes like that.
I wish I could see how moist you was. You hear me?
Hold on. Yeah, I'm wild right now.
Anyway, okay. Well, let me get to my question. With your singing, how do you compare, like, to, let's see, the people that's, like, kind of, like, dominating industry now, like Trey Songz, you got Usher coming back. Like, what separates you from them?
Well, I speak from a street point of view. You understand what I'm saying? I come from an era, you know, with these conceptual records. When you listen to Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, when you listen to Marvin Gaye back in the 70s, when you listen to, you know, Gladys Knight and the Pips, my music is conceptual, and I love music, musical records and different things like that. But not only that, but I infuse hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, and real street aspects to my music, you know what I'm saying? So that's what basically separates me, you know what I'm saying? Not only that, but I'm a block nigga. I'm a street nigga. You understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I may sing, but I'm still on the block. I still get my 1-2s on. I'm still in my Levi's and my Timberlands. You ain't going to see me dancing. No disrespect to none of them dudes. You know what I'm saying? Because Trey Songz and Usher, they're definitely legends at what they do. But what separates me is that I'm going to play the Chitlin' Circuit and be in the club with the rappers getting on stage like it's nothing. You understand what I'm saying? I might even spit a couple balls and do what it do and do it better than your favorite rapper and tell you I don't rap. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, I speak a different language, and my language is real language. And that's what separates me from the rest. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow. That's what's up. He gave it to you, you know. And then we got another caller from the DMV, from the D.C. area. Genius, you got a question for Matt?
I'm going to just say I'm going to big you up and just support you because, you know what I'm saying, you got a plan. You know, it seems like you got a plan, you know, for success, and that's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate
just keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Shout
keep doing
to
what you're doing.
DMV.
Yeah, I'm originally from New York, but I'm in the DMV now. But you know, you got my support. You know what I'm saying? Just keep doing what you're doing. As long as it's positive, you know what I'm saying? You can do nothing but rise, man.
I appreciate that, my brother. I'm gonna continue to give you the music that you need out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it 100 with all the fans and all the friends. You understand what I'm saying? So I appreciate your support, and I will continue to support your ears.
That's what's up, man. Mass, what do you feel was the hardest adversity that you had to deal with being in the music industry, you know, with the shifts and the changes and the way the music is going? What do you feel is the hardest adversity that you had to face?
You mean coming up? In the game?
Coming up.
I mean, money. I mean, you know, it's really all about money, man, and the way, you know, I mean, there's a lot of ways I can answer that question. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's basically money and dealing with these haters. But everybody got haters, and you know, everybody says that. But, you know, being light-skinned young dude, you know, getting a couple girls, you know, I had to indulge in different street elements in order to survive. So that's basically what it was. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. I mean, it was just the street level. Them was the adversity, staying out the street, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You can't have 1 foot in and 1 foot out. You either got to jump in or jump out. And I ain't want to go to prison. I ain't want to get shot like my men's and get put in, you know, in a box, so I had to figure out a way. I was a hustler, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I had to do it, overcoming all these demons. That was my adversity.
Yeah, that's definitely, and I feel that a lot of MCs, you know, the trials, especially coming, you know, from the streets, you know, you're like, this money over here is good, but, you know, I want to do this, but the money ain't coming in as right as it's supposed to, and, you know, this money's kind of good over here. You know, but I ain't trying to go back. So let me go ahead and just mess with this music thing real quick. You know, so But, you know, I commend you, you know, for doing your thing because you're definitely talented. And I've actually been watching you for a minute, you know. So it's just ironic that we're getting this interview in with you. So, you know, I always was checking you out to see. I said, you know, I really wish him a lot of success in what he do. So we actually getting this interview. So I'm definitely honored to have you on here. I want you to introduce this song, I'm a General. Tell us about this right here.
Well, this record, the homie Nino from Toronto came up with to send me this record, you know what I'm saying? It was originally for Fabulous, you know what I mean? But I ended up snatching it up, doing what I do, shot a video to it, you know what I'm saying? And it's the General. I just felt like it was a great representation of where I was trying to go with my music at that particular time. It was kind of an all eyes on me kind of vibe I had, you understand what I'm saying? But I'm a General. It's a movie.
That's what it is. Let's go. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a second with your man, Mass Pike Miles.
Yeah, it's DJ Khaled, a.k.a. Listen. It's going down. Shout out to every ghetto across the world. I'm going in. Mass Pike Miles. One time for Boston.
So when you see me on the block, got the city on lock, hustle all, cause you know I'm a general. See, I'm deep on in the sand, everybody know my name, hit the stage cause you know I'm a general.
Man, I'm a general, you know what I mean? I'm a general. It's definitely a nice joint right there, a little sampler for the people. I'm a general, man. You know, a lot of us are generals, but you know what I'm saying? He's definitely doing his thing, so we salute the general. Mass Pike Miles. Know the name. Know the game. It's not
please,
a game, for real.
Please definitely. Know the name. Please know
the name. Mass Pike Miles, baby, is crazy right now. Be stand up, worldwide stand up, international stand up. He's a problem for y'all, for real. I know Ebony guy has another question for you before we wrap it up with you. Ebony, you got another question for Matt?
Yeah, he answered part of it. I wanted to know what was his inspiration for when he does his music. Who inspires him?
Life inspires me. Depends on how I'm feeling at that particular time. You understand what I'm saying? That's basically that. That's it. What I go through in life. That's it. I like real situations. You know what I'm saying? If I was at a club and I seen a bad broad, and she came up to me and boom 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 boom, and you know me and my dudes clowned about it, we might go in the club and you know we might go to the studio and write about it. If you know, if I went through something as serious as breaking up with my girl and boom, 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 then I'm going to write about it. It's just everyday life experiences. You know what I'm saying? That's my inspiration for the pen.
And what are some of the artists that you listened to while you were growing up that inspires your music?
You know, definitely Michael Jackson. I listened to Michael Jackson when I was little. But I was really a hip-hop fan. You understand what I'm saying? So I was into... you know, besides growing up on Jazz, Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker, and all that. But, you know, I was into Biz Markie, Just Ice, De La Soul. You know, one of my favorite rappers is Shine. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my favorite dude right there. That's who I ride to right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, I deal with this dude from Boston named Smoke Bolger. we came up together, doing it together. So he was a major influence on where I wanted to take my career. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of dudes, man. You know what I mean? That influenced me as far as, you know, me coming up and taking these footsteps up, you know, taking these steps up the stairs. There's always been a dude that inspired me for my next record or my next thought or my next hustle. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. We definitely proud of you, man, for doing what you do, man. And you're definitely, you know, keeping your head up and doing what you need to do, you know, in order to be successful. And I definitely see you getting a lot of support over there, because it seems like that whole Maybach Music team, I mean, because, you know, talking to Gunplay and them, they seem like real humble dudes, and, you know, they definitely supporting, you know, their whole team. So I definitely see you having a lot of support over there. And plus, you've definitely been grinding for a minute, and I've been watching that. So I'm definitely proud of you, man. You know, you got to keep doing
what you're doing, man.
Don't stop, man. Don't stop, man.
I really, really appreciate the compliments. The compliments make my day, because it wasn't a great day for me. And I'm going to tell you that there's not a lot of people that, you know, that allow their emotions or their feelings out about a particular artist. And I really appreciate you even having me on the show and giving me the opportunity to express myself and express my music to the people. You understand what I'm saying? And keep continuing to do what you do and representing the underground and representing the people and representing real life out here. I really appreciate that.
Yo, you trying to make me cry over here, son? I'm trying to be hard. You know, for real, man. I really appreciate him, man. He's definitely a good dude, and I need everybody, every DJ, and, you know, definitely support him. And what if, like, producers want to send you some music or anything like that, or if you want to do some collabs, how do they get at you?
Oh, that's way too easy. Too easy. You already know. Hold up. I'm going to give you my management's number right now. he ain't gonna like me for it. But you're going to get his number, because we need those features, because I want to deal with everybody in every city. You understand what I'm saying? They can hit up my management, Saddam, at 770-335-4385. Or you can hit me up at masspikemilesbookings@gmail.com. You understand what I'm saying? And you want to send me some beats, send it to masspikemilesbeats@gmail.com. I need that heat. Don't send me one track at a time. Send me a file of 20 beats, because I may think that first beat you send me is the wackest beat in the world, and I might not even pay it no mind no more. First impression is always the best impression. That first 30 seconds of listening to a record detects whether it's a great record to me or not. So please send me some heat, because definitely I want to do records with every hot up-and-coming producer in the world. In the world.
Mm.
South Africa, I want your beats. If you're from Zimbabwe or Cape Verde, you understand what I'm saying? Shout out to all my Cape Verdeans. You know that's my island. You understand? I need heat. So give it to me. I like writers too. Y'all write hooks. Y'all write full songs. You know I'm R&B. R&B dudes take full records. Ask Usher and Trey Songz. I need that.
Wow.
Send it to me. Send me heat. I need it. Best pens in the game. I'm a fan of pens and writers more than anything. So if you can give me that, that's even better. Full records is even better. Impress me with everything, because I definitely impress you and try to match what you do for me. You understand?
Since you're talking about pens, we got a whole buttload of Lush Radio pens. We got to send you some so you can get your writing on, dog.
Send me full reference records. Let me see what that vibe's like, and I might send you back my version. Send me that heat. Let's go. We could all eat around here. You understand?
Definitely, man. We're definitely trying to support you in that. And, you know, what do you feel your pet peeve is when it comes to radio in general, you know, exception to Lush Radio, but what's your pet peeve when it comes to radio? You know, a lot of people say, you know, when it comes to, like, commercial radio and just, you know, with different things, you know, the propaganda behind it, what's your view on it?
Well, my pet peeve is just somebody clowning on the phone. I'm too much of a serious dude to be clowning on the phone. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, unless the situation calls for us laughing and giggling. But at the end of the day, I just don't like clowning, joking, playing too much. I'm pretty much a straightforward dude. I like answering my questions straight shooter, and I like the answers. The questions to come at me straight shooter. You understand what I'm saying? That's my only pet peeve. Other than that, I enjoy doing radio. I enjoy speaking to the people.
That's what's up. No, I was talking about like, you know, radio spins and stuff like that. In regards to like,
what you mean?
You know, supporting. In regards to supporting the artist in general.
My pet peeve is the fact that sometimes you gotta pay for stuff. You know, that's my pet peeve. The fact that you gotta come out with a few stats in order to get a certain amount of BDS. You know, I'm just keeping it 100. You know what I mean? That's my pet peeve. Other than that, I appreciate all the support and the love that the real DJ show me and the real VJ show me. You understand what I'm saying? Such as yourself. You know what I'm saying? But that's my only pet peeve, the fact that you got to grease a couple hands in order to win. Ain't no problem with it. But, you know, when I was coming up back in the 90s with my music, it was more or less that you got a hot record. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's always been payola since the day. There's always been payola since the beginning of time. Don't get me twisted. But there used to be a time where you didn't have to pay for your entry. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you got a hot record and you're just a talented brother or sister. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically my pet peeve. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely support you and definitely following you on Twitter. At the moment, and we actually imply everybody to follow Mass Pike Miles on Twitter, at Mass Pike Miles on Twitter. Make sure you follow him and show him support and check out for the Gangsta Grills coming straight out to Boston. You know, shout out to the Beans and everything, and we definitely support you. The last question on the list is, when it comes to these up-and-coming young, the youth in general, what kind of advice would you give them getting into business in general?
Well, it goes back to the other question that you asked. Just basically stay determined and be persistent and dream big. You know what I'm saying? One thing you got to understand is proper preparation prevents poor performance. So, go in there and rehearse a couple hours a day. Get in the studio, practice, do what you do. Stay on top of your game. The sharper your sword is, the easier it is to cut that head off. You understand what I'm saying? So get out there, and it may be a struggle. You may not become Dame Dash as a mogul, or you may not become Donald Trump or Jay-Z as a rapper, but you may become the greatest A&R. You may become the greatest, producer, or the greatest, whatever, et cetera. But at the end of the day, just stay on top of your game. That's it. That's what I give them. Stay out the streets. Stay out them streets.
That's what's up. We salute you, and we wish you the best on everything that you do, man, and hopefully this is the last time. And we wish you success on your mixtape that's coming out. And actually, everybody watch out for the videos, coming out also. I wish you all success in everything that you do, and I wish that everything you want in life comes to pass, man. So keep doing what you do, man. We definitely salute you.
I really appreciate that, Ma. I really, really appreciate that. Again, and we need to do this more often. I'm dropping this mixtape, so I want to get out. I want to get back on this radio station for the mixtape drop. Let's make a movie. You understand what I'm saying? Let's make a movie for that Superfly. But I appreciate y'all having me, though. Again, Superfly on the way, Gangsta Grills. The Struggle coming soon. Teflon Dawn by Ricky Ross is coming soon, June 29th. Go out there and buy a million copies. Go to Best Buy and buy the rack.
That's what's up. Definitely going to salute you, man. Hopefully when that mixtape drop, we'll do a listening session and get all the cats to call in, definitely get their opinion about, different tracks and stuff like that, fam. For real. Appreciate you.
I would really appreciate that. What I could do for you is we could do it as soon as it drops. At that time, what time y'all radio show come on?
We usually come on, because I think you might be over there. I don't know if you're in the West Coast now, but I think we're actually on at 6 o'clock on the East Coast time.
So it's 3 o'clock West Coast.
It's 3 o'clock West Coast time.
All right, so good money. Then I do a 3 o'clock drop on my mixtape West Coast time. 6 o'clock drop. It's all good. And we can make a movie.
That's what's up. Right?
So
Ari,
make that movie, Ari. That's my public. She like,
that's what's
know.
shout out to Ari for providing us with this interview. And can we get a quick Lush Radio shout out real quick, fam?
Say that again.
Can we get a quick Lush Radio shout out real quick, fam?
My phone keep breaking up. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said, can we get a quick Lush Radio shout out real quick, fam?
Oh, you already know what it is. Your boy, Mass Pike Miles, Maybach Music Group is the movement to move with. You already know what it is. Shout out to Lush Radio. You already know what it is.
That's what it is. Appreciate you, man. Salute, man. Let's drop that. Let's get that gangster grills out there, man. We need that.
Yes.
You already know it's going to be a movie. Trust me when I tell you, I'm making this great transition into the music industry with this one. Trust it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
You already know. Y'all be good,
all right? That's what's up, man. That's what's up. You too, man. That's what it is. Mass Pike Miles, you know, definitely came through and showed us love on Lush Radio Online, man. He could be anywhere else, but he came through on Lush Radio Online, showed us some love. You know, definitely watch out for that Gangsta Grills. It's going to be crazy right there, you know what I mean? So we want to bring all our, you know, final callers, our final thoughts on how you guys felt about the whole thing with Mass Pike Miles. How did you feel about him? What kind of energy did you get, you know, and be good. Ebony, how did you feel about Mass, you know, talking to us today?
No, I feel like he has a message, and he wants to be heard. That's why he don't have time for no games.
Definitely. Tima, how did you feel? Fatima, are you there? Okay, on to the next one. Bugsy, how
no,
did you
I'm
feel?
Here.
She said she's here. She said I'm here.
Here.
Give me up, Scott.
I'm back. Hey. I felt good. He did really good. Seriously, I can't lie, y'all. I can't lie. I know we can't supposed to be talking like this on the radio, but I can't lie. I was reading. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Holy shit, I went and Googled him. I was like, oh, my goodness, look at this dog life. I love it. But no, I think that, no, seriously, I like his style. I like his humbleness, you know, in spite of, like, you know, he doing his thing, but he's really humble. And the fact that he could get that love back out to you, you understand, and just want to continue to promote. And he's hungry. I could hear it in his voice. He's real hungry for trying to do what he needs to do and by any means necessary. And I get it, because a lot of people, he could have been cocky and all that. But he real humble, and that's a good thing. You know, definitely would like to hear him on the show again. Definitely want to hear him on the show again. All right?
Okay. Thank you. You're off the hook. Bugsy, what do you think about Mass, man? I know coming from the beans and everything, man. How did you feel about that, sir?
I mean, I fuck with Mass, man, all day. But my thing is, like, y'all need to listen and watch what he's going to drop, man. Y'all going to see what come out of where we come from, man. Like I said earlier, a lot of cats sleep on Mass, man. But we do have an ambition out here, man. And he about to really let the world see, you know what I mean, what we deal with out here, man, from time to time. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. I know it was definitely a good thing, you know, for you coming out from Boston and stuff. So that was a good look right there.
Definitely.
James, what did you think about the whole Mass and everything? How'd you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I could put anybody in the movement. I mean, I'm happy to see another young brother, you know, doing something to make it positively as opposed to being out on the street, you know what I'm saying, doing it. So, you know, I support him.
That's what's up. I love his voice, man. It's definitely hot, you know. And I really hope that Tima, shut up.
Oh man.
Tima, let's get a fan for Tima, man. Somebody get a fan for Tima. She off the way.
She said,
Shout out to Mass, man. He's definitely doing his thing. Definitely supporting him. And I'm definitely glad that we're able to have an outlet like this to, you know, support independent artists and up-and-coming artists that are signed and artists that are not signed, because
gives them an opportunity for people outside to see different sides of people from the music industry. You know, sometimes we have, you know, our own thoughts of how the people behind the scenes of the music business are. But, you know, you actually get it, you know, from their mouths. So, and you also get educated at the same time. So I definitely appreciate him taking the time to come out and check us on Let's Radio Online, man.
And appreciating us, too, as well.
Yeah, definitely appreciating us, man. You know, because we get compliments, but, you know what I'm saying, I don't be knowing how to take it sometimes. You know, I be getting a little emotional. Tears come out of my eyes a little bit. Especially when Bugsy do it, you know, I be getting emotional. Oh, man, you know, and Genius does it too. You know, I get emotional, but you know, I want y'all to tell me what y'all think about this version of Over by TDI. TDI does a show on Mondays on Lush Radio Online called New Talk City. It's like a variety show. Check this joint out. He was really angry when he did this joint. He was very emotional. He threw Lush Radio in there, you know, a little tag in there. So I want to know what y'all think about his version of Over. We're going to play it, and we're going to end out the show. Definitely thanks to all the callers and everybody that definitely came through. But I want to know what y'all think before we end it off, okay? So I'm going to play it real quick, all right? Stay tuned. Lush Radio.
Young money, young money. Yeah. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man, and this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. From over.
Turn the music up, yup, I'm TDI, I'm not for real. You little petty rappers getting signed for half a deal. You got me laughing chill, probably busting half a spill. You ain't hardcore, you faggot, you're a daffodil. Somebody tell Wayne I'm hungry in the slums, young money. I'm tired of my money being young. I can put the heat until the beating on the drums. And I won't stop till I'm bleeding from the tongue. They said I got it, boy, and I'm getting better in it. I'm a problem like math when it got letters in it. TDI, you know the name, you know we hot. And I got the same aura motherfucking Kobe got. I'm out for Skrilla, but listen, homie, I'm hot for Rilla. And your girl's in love with me, she follow me without the Twitter. Fake rapping niggas, I tell them straight for me. Homie, get away from me, cause listen.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man, and this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over.
People hear the flow, they say TDI and say no. But I won't be happy till they put me on the payroll. I'm concrete, these other fucking rappers are the Play-Doh. Clogging up the pipelines, don't worry, I'm the Drano, bitch. I say it quicker, use a bitch, man. I'm swimming on this beat, your flow slanted on the kickstand. I'm live, dog, listen to my grind talk. Got my own radio show, thanks to Lushy Lush and Block Talk. I'ma stop, hell no, do it till I'm well known. Me and rap go together like a slip of Velcro. We could do a session while a beat is on a cell phone. First rapper to host a radio show on a cell phone. Go ahead, put your heart out. Most you rappers end up how a nigga start out. Fuck your presence, dawg, cause I don't even feel ya. You can say whatever, you don't even look familiar.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What?
Peace, this is Emma E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
I guess if my switchboard is gone, everybody can't get their opinion, but Friday, give me your opinion on that Over song. Let me know what you think, because my switchboard is gone. But definitely, that was Over by TDI, so I want to know what you guys think on Friday. Let me know what you thought about it. I'm going to play it again on Friday. Let me know about your version. He was very, like, intensely, like, in a serious zone when he did that joint. So let me know what you think about that. But it's been fun. Love you guys. Definitely salute the mask. Pike Miles, he's doing his thing representing the Beans area. Shout out to all our callers, Genius, Max, Pike Miles. Muffy wasn't able to join us tonight, but also shout out to Ebony, my co-host, and shout out to Fatima representing the BK area, my cousin, and also shout out to everybody out there that's doing their thing. Don't stop, can't stop, won't stop. You know, keep doing what you're doing. Don't let nobody stop you. Stay focused, stay determined, and stay hungry. Get your money. Don't work hard. Work smart. And I'm out. Holla at your girl. The People's Voice. Lushy Lush. Let's go. It's over. And I heard y'all cats singing and stuff. You know, that's why I had to put y'all on mute. I'm out. Later. Lush Radio Online. We out of here.